KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm gonna hate it.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you dug in for winter? Are you feeling the chill? You want to try to get warmer? Are you getting a little tired of staring at those same four walls? Do you want to do a fix-up now? Do you want to do one this spring or this summer? Whatever's on your home improvement to-do list, whatever project you'd like to do to make your house feel more like a home, you can give us a call right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and we will help you get the job done. Now, we're not going to show up at your door, but we will give you some tips, some advice, some guidance, some coaching to make sure you can get it done as quickly and easily and inexpensively as possible. Coming up on today's show, if you love the beauty and durability of natural stone countertops, and who doesn't, you might not know that stone tops also require a ton of maintenance to keep them looking as good as the day they were installed. So in today's Smart Spending Tip, we're going to sort out whether these attractive kitchen surfaces are worth the hassle, and if not, what are some really nice, inexpensive alternatives?
And if getting rid of old wallpaper stands between you and your dream room, we can help. With the right steps, removing wallpaper can be quicker and easier. We're going to share how.
I'm glad you didn't say quick and easy, because there's nothing about wallpaper.
Yeah, there's nothing about that that's quick or easy. We can just make it go a little faster.
That's right. And hey, guys, if you're a pet lover, you're considering some new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with pets. So we're going to have some tips on the best pet-friendly floors just ahead.
But most importantly, we want to know what you want to know. How can we help you create your best home ever? Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. Chances are we've done that project, we've thought about it, or we've been there. So we're going to give you a hand and help you get those projects done.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You can also post your questions to moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
All right, time to talk about alternative power. We've got Dave in California interested in a solar battery. What's going on?
What I'm interested in is a solar battery. I'm moving into a house out of state that has a large set of solar panels, but I would like to also add to that a solar battery. So I need some information on solar batteries. I live here in Northern California, and we go through every summer long rolling blackouts because the electric utility is concerned about forest fires. And so when I move to this new place in Arkansas, I want to have a backup system to the solar so that if the general grid goes out, I would have electricity still.
So, Dave, you know, the batteries are getting better and better over time. I mean, it really has been quite amazing how rapidly these batteries have improved their capacity and reduce their sizes and so on. So I can't give you a specific battery recommendation, but I can give you, you know, some general guidelines. And if you're looking to power your home for an extended period of time, you want to basically look for batteries that have high capacity ratings, because that's essentially what that does. If you're looking to run a lot of electronics in your house, a lot of appliances, then you need to purchase batteries that have high continuous power ratings. So it's really kind of a balancing act. And if you want to maximize, you know, how much money you're saving with a solar battery, look for batteries that have high round trip efficiency. So those are sort of the bumpers that you're going to like look within. And the answer is really going to depend on what kind of your use pattern is. I mean, if you don't have a lot of room, there's nickel magnesium cadmium batteries, which are smaller in size, but still give you a lot of the same levels of power and performance. So it really is going to depend on your usage of these batteries, and that's going to dictate which set of batteries and which types of batteries that are going to be best for your situation.
Dana in Georgia is on the line with a mold question. How can we help you?
I'm in Savannah, Georgia, where it's already hot and humid, and we're already fighting mold a lot of the time during the warmer months. Right after Hurricane Matthew, it just seemed to go on like turbo, where, you know, I'm having to clean it off all the wood furniture and like some of the walls, and it's even coming out of, or was coming out of the vents, from the, AC heating unit. So I just replaced those vents rather than try to clean them. And my question really is, you know, is there anything else I should be doing? And should I be concerned about my kids' health because of it coming out of the vents?
Well, I mean, not even it coming out of the vents. The fact that you've got this growing on the walls and furniture is a pretty serious problem. You have the scope of a problem where you need actual professional remediation help because it's so prevalent. The problem is that these some types of molds that kids and adults can have allergic reactions to. They produce microtoxins that can get out and make some people really sick. You know, I've known folks over the years who had, in fact, I had someone very close to me that I diagnosed this for because she had kids that had a really bad year of illness. And what we noticed that when they went on vacation, they went away for like a month over the holidays and they felt great and they came back and they felt lousy. So it all turned out to be a mold that actually got into the attic of this house that was finding its way back into the living space through, holes around where the lights came through the ceiling. And so in this case, all of the insulation had actually had to be taken out of the attic and the whole thing had to be, sprayed and cleaned and then put all back together again. So if you've got that much mold in the house, you've got to get to the bottom of it, and I really think you need some professional help. But what you want is someone who does occupational safety and health as a living, as a profession. You don't want, you know, the latest Johnny-come-lately, you know, mold remediator guy who has no professional training. You want somebody who really has some skills and certifications from a consultancy basis to get to the bottom of this. I'm going to recommend a website, and that website is mayindoorair.com, May, like the month, M-A-Y, indoorair.com. You will find books on that website by Jeff May, who's one of the most knowledgeable people I've ever met about mold and indoor air quality. He has an interesting backstory. He was very, very allergic to mold, and it led him to a whole new course of study. He's written three or four books on mold, including some written for the Johns Hopkins University Press. So I think that would be a good source of information for you. And, you know, he's not from your area, but he may be able to recommend to you some contractors in that particular area, some consultants in that area that knows professionally. But that's a good source for you to kind of get to the bottom of this, okay?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand. Coming up, natural stone countertops have been a very popular choice for kitchens, but they're also super high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of those stone tops worth all that hassle?
Well, we're going to highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right, you taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bills. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings. Deich Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, do you like listening to podcasts? Well, if you do, we'd love for you to listen to ours. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time. That's a long time, all time.
All time is a long time. So for helpful how-to tips in every episode, you can follow us for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you like to get your pods.
Heading over to Cambridge, Mass., we've got Jeff on the line. What's happening at your money pit?
Down in the basement, I want to be able to insulate it so I can put storage down there.
Okay.
Cabinets, and but I want to do it the proper way. We jacked the house up and put a concrete foundation with a 10-inch wall, and I coated it with the Drylock paint, and I was reading a magazine about the solid foam insulation, and I want to, you know, that's on the outside of the foundation, and I want to make sure that I'm not doing myself harm by putting it on the inside also to lock moisture in there that may, like, come up in capillary action from the footing. So I just wanted to check with you the best way to go about that. I want to use that probably 2-inch or 1.5-inch foam, depending upon how much room I have to do that, and then build stud walls.
Yeah. So perfectly acceptable. I'm glad you're paying attention to moisture issues. Those are going to source in your area of the country, not from rising water, but basically from a problem with your drainage system, gutters that are undersized or not extended out away from the house far enough and that sort of thing. So just make sure you're really careful about having all that water away from the house, that the grading slopes away and the downspouts are extended. In terms of the insulation, so are you going to put stud walls up in the basement? Is that what you want to do?
Yes. Yes.
So you have lots of options here. You can use a solid insulation board such as what you've described right on the foundation. You could also use a product like mineral wool insulation inside the stud base, which is a very moisture-resistant stone-based insulation that is very, very effective. And I like it because it's kind of stiff, so it's easy to handle. I'm doing a big mineral wool project myself now, putting that in floors right above a crawl space foundation for the same reason. Or you could go with spray foam if you really want to have a real tight space. That's going to be a lot more expensive. But I don't see any issues with that. You could do any of those three methods, and it will definitely make that space much more comfortable. And then, of course, you're going to want to add some heat into that basement space because you're in a cold area of the country. And by adding a little heat, you keep the humidity actually in check because that heat helps to make it drier in that space as well.
Okay. I have a couple of boilers there, indirect, with water heaters, and I could just add a couple of baseboard sections into that.
Yep.
Another question I have is the outside of the foundation from the ground up. Can I paint that? Going back to the, I don't want to lock moisture in there, but it'd be okay to put some paint on the outside, make it look good.
Yeah. Just remember, what comes after paint? Repaint. More paint. All right, Jeff.
Really enjoy your show. It's really, really helpful. I learned a lot.
Well, thank you so much, sir. Good luck with that project. Call us anytime.
Thank you very much.
Well, natural stone countertops have been a popular choice for kitchens, but they're also super high maintenance. So is the beauty and durability of those stone tops worth all the hassle? We're going to highlight the pros and cons in today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Okay, so first up, stone countertops are definitely somewhat indestructible. I mean, most can take a hot pan. They're not going to dent. They're not going to chip. Home buyers definitely love them, usually because they've never had them before and don't know how much work they are to take care of. But given the popularity, you can definitely argue that they will add to your home's value. And, of course, the stone is beautiful. I mean, it comes in many colors and patterns, and the finish is almost always clear, so all that natural beauty shines through.
Yeah, I mean, they really are gorgeous. But on the minus side, stone tops, they're kind of expensive, and compared to solid surfaces and, of course, laminates, they're really expensive. Now, the prices do vary based on the type of stone that you pick. With quartz and granite, usually they're at the top end of that spending chart. Marble can sometimes be less, but you have to remember that while marble is gorgeous, it's softer, and so it's not going to wear as well as, say, the quartz or the granite. Plus, they're going to darken with age. Generally, the lighter color you pick, it tends to darken over time. Now, in terms of maintenance, granite tops demand the most. They're sealed when they're installed, but frequently we hear from our listeners who are dealing with stains from tomato sauce, coffee, vinegar, grape juice. I mean, I had a run-in. It was dumb. I was making red velvet cakes for Christmas, as I always do, and I'm usually super careful when I'm putting in the red food coloring. And this time, I don't know, I threw caution to the wind and started pouring it in while the KitchenAid mixer was mixing, and the food coloring went everywhere, and now I have, like, some lovely little red spots on my granite countertop, no matter what I tried. But, you know, you got to really be careful. So sometimes the stains go in, and they're very difficult to get out.
You know, you just have to tell people that red granite, that's very expensive granite. Not anybody can just get that.
It has this one spot. Do you see this? This means it comes from a very valuable spot.
That's right.
Where it came from.
Very special mountain. Well, listen, I don't know where you fall on this, Leslie, but I think if we had to choose a stone top, we'd probably go with engineered quartz. You'll find this in major brands like Caesarstone and Silestone. It comes in lots of colors.
Yeah, and they look like the real thing.
Yeah, it does. And they're cold engineered because they're made from a mix of natural quartz and dyes and polyester resin, and that's what makes it easy to care for. A few other chemicals tossed in, but they have the advantage of being easy to maintain and definitely don't require any sealers. Those sealers I tell you, those tops are great the day they're put in, but you got to seal them like every year or so. And if you spill something on it, like red food coloring, good luck trying to get that out. Something you have to get used to.
I've got a kitchen renovation on my dream list, and when that happens, you are so right that I'm going for a composite because I just want it to look great. I want it to last. You know, it's like I make mistakes. The kids make mistakes. It's like you got to be so careful. So choose wisely, my friends. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we've got Sylvia in Pennsylvania on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you today?
I am moving from Pennsylvania, moving further south to get away from the snow. I don't know if it'll be South Carolina, Georgia, or Florida, but I am going to build myself a house, and it's going to be a small house. I'm wondering about in-floor heating, but I would like to have a terrazzo floor. So can you put in-floor heating and cooling in a terrazzo floor?
So first of all, congratulations on your plan. That sounds really exciting. Secondly, in terms of the floor, first of all, the floor can be heated. It can't provide your cooling. You're going to have a central air conditioning system for that.
I was wondering about that because I was wondering too because cold settles and I'm thinking your floor would be cold but nothing else would be.
So in terms of the heated floor, yes, there is a way to run PEX piping, which is a cross-linked polyethylene hot water piping, through underlayments that would go under tile. In fact, they make a specific type of plywood that's actually channeled out for this very purpose, where the plumbing sort of lays inside tracks in the plywood, and then the mud floor or whatever you're using underneath the trouser goes on top of that. So certainly you can do that. It's a pretty big project, but if you're set on having this kind of floor, you can definitely do it. But it will be a more expensive heating system than other types.
Well, I'm not really set on the terrazzo, but I was thinking of it, and because it would be easy to clean, it would be just from living in Florida, I am familiar with terrazzo floors, and I just thought that, you know, it was a possibility. You know, I have not decided exactly yet. I'm just gathering information now.
Yeah, the answer is you could put hot water heat through your floors pretty much with any type of material, including that. So definitely an option for you, Sylvia. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Sparky in Georgia on the line with, fittingly, an electrical question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I'm in a pre-wired home that has RG59 coaxial cable coming into each room. I need to replace that now with RG6, which is a thicker coaxial cable. What is the best way of going through to replace all those?
Well, generally, whenever you want to rewire anything in a house, it doesn't always make sense to remove what's there. What you'll generally do is cut it back. And you'll just essentially, you're going to run the new cable as if you were putting it in for the first time. Of course, because the house is already up, it's tricky to do this, to run it through walls and stuff, but you would use wire snakes to do this. And sometimes if the cable is loose in the wall, you can actually attach the new cable to the old cable and pull it through at the same time. Sometimes you can get away with that, but it basically takes a lot of skill to run new wires in a house that's already up, and that's pretty much the way you do it. The answer is any way you can. So if your cable's loose and you can pull one end up and tie the other end to it so that you're kind of pulling it all the way through, you do that. If you can't do that because it's nailed in place, then what you might do is just sort of snip off the ends, tuck it away in the wall, and run a new cable next to it. But basically, it's a bit of a tricky job, and you try to get it done any way you can.
I gotcha. Very good. You've been helpful. Thank you very much.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, if you're getting rid of old wallpaper, say this is the project that stands between you and the room of your dreams. Well, we can help. Now, with the right steps removing that wallpaper, we can make it quicker and easier. Still going to be a lot of work, but we can tell you how to make it quicker and a little bit easier. So stick around. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself.
Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There is no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or you're dreaming of a reno, we can help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
And North Dakota, you're on the Money Pit. How can we help you?
I am living in a house that is over 100 years old, and it has an open staircase. The problem is that there is a bedroom that is above the staircase and adjoins it at the top, and part of that bedroom is cantilevered partially and then totally over the open staircase, and I have a big crack that's developing on an open area, and that area is cantilevered out about 6 feet from a load supporting wall. And I don't know if I can just patch it or if I need to put a support beam or jack or something underneath it, because this area is getting pretty worrisome. I've got two cracks that are about 3/8 of an inch and pretty long.
So, Ann, are these new cracks or has it always been cracked?
It's always been cracked, but it's been a hairline for many years.
Oh, boy.
And then we had a massive flood.
How long ago was the flood?
That was in 97, and then the ground has been shifting ever since.
And foundations and things like that, we always like to determine if they're active or inactive, because frankly, all homes have cracks. If you tell me that over the last 20 or so years that this crack has opened from a hairline to 3/8 of an inch, it might be active. I'm not actually convinced of that yet, but I am concerned enough to tell you that you probably should have it looked at by an expert. What I'd like you to do is go to the website for the American Society of Home Inspectors. That's ASHI, A-S-H-I, .com. And find a home inspector in your area. There's a zip code sorting tool there that's a member of ASHI. And talk to two or three of them and find one that specializes in structural issues like this, and have them look at it and see if we can determine based on that inspection whether or not this is an active ongoing situation or just a crack in an old plaster wall that needs to be fixed. It's not unusual for old homes to have lots of cracks in them, and especially around a staircase, because just the way homes were framed back then is different than they would be today, and so that's not an uncommon area for cracks to develop. But I think we need to determine for your own sort of sanity, if nothing else, whether or not this is active and ongoing or something that's really just historical. Does that make sense?
It sure does.
All right, and good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
So you're thinking about doing some work in your house. You've got a room, it's covered in wallpaper. Maybe that's not your cup of tea, but you want to make that room something really special. Well, we can help you get rid of that wallpaper, because it's definitely a project that requires a lot of elbow grease, but we can help you make it go a little bit more quickly and a little bit more easier. And I'm talking about quicker and easier because it's just a hard time-consuming project. I mean, nothing about removing wallpaper is quick and easy, but what we can help you with is help you take out some steps.
That's right. So what are those steps? Well, here's what you need to do. First of all, you need to score. That means lightly cut. Use a utility knife or a wallpaper scorer, where there's a tool called a paper tiger. It's got lots of little tiny like pinpricky kind of like holes in it. You rub it over the wallpaper and it puts all these little holes in it. And these little holes are important because whether you're going to use a steamer or a wallpaper removal solution, it lets it penetrate and get through behind that paper and sort of saturate that adhesive base. And speaking of steamers, hands down, definitely the single easiest way to get rid of wallpaper is when you rent a steamer. It is so worth the cost because it literally melts that wallpaper off the wall. It's a lot easier to use. You just work from the top down, and you steam, and you remove one section of wallpaper at a time. Now, by the way, little trick of the trade here. If it turns out that it comes off pretty easy, maybe you don't want to do as much scoring, because this way you can pull it off in bigger sheets. So
yeah.
If it comes off in small pieces, then maybe you have to do a lot of scoring, but it's hard to get off. But if it comes off in big sheets, you know, give the steamer a chance and see what happens.
Yeah, now if you're finding that the wallpaper is just kind of resisting removal, you can make a mixture of hot water and fabric softener and just do equal parts of each. And you can pour that solution into a spray bottle and you apply it to those tough-to-remove spaces. It really does work quickly. I mean, it's amazing. I don't understand how it works, but this fabric softener trick has been a thing that we've used for years. I'm sure there's a lot of science behind it. But for us, I'm like, wow, this is great. And it makes the room smell really good while you're working on it. But it does lose the effectiveness. So if you spray it on, work quick and work in small areas, because after about 15 minutes, it's just not going to fly.
Now, once the wallpaper is gone, it's time to sort of prep it for whatever's coming next. If the wallpaper is removed, you want to use a mixture of distilled white vinegar and water. Remove any remaining glue, and then wait till the surface is completely dry. Then I want you to apply a primer and paint. I like using the oil or solvent-based primers. They just do a better job of sealing it all in. And then paint on top of that, or, if you dare, new wallpaper. Just remember, you're going to have to do this again 10 or 20 years in the future.
That is true. You know I love wallpaper, though. I really do. I've taken to using, like, the adhesive kind that's, like, sort of peel and remove later on.
Peel and stick, yeah.
Yeah, especially in the kids' rooms because I feel like their styles change so much. But that's a good way if you're interested in having wallpaper without having to deal with the end result of it, which is removing the paper. You know, whatever it is, you know, just know that this will help make your room look better and you can have the room of your dreams. Don't let that wallpaper stand in your way. Just know you got a weekend to work.
Dennis in Michigan's on the line with a water heating issue. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
I am actually calling for a lady friend. She has a 1,500-square-foot home.
Okay.
It's on a well and septic. And the water heater is at one end of the house, and the kitchen and bathroom's at the other end of the house. Obviously, the hot water takes forever to get there. Is there something that can be done for that?
One of two things. So what you could do is put in a second water heater, and that would be a tankless water heater, closer to the source, the point of consumption, which would be the bathrooms and the kitchen. And that will speed up that water. And then Renai also has a type of water heater that they're just releasing on the market that has like a recirculator built into it where it will actually pull a stream of water back and constantly keep it warm without driving up the utility cost too high. Does that make sense?
Well, okay. But the Renai, is that a tankless also?
Yeah, Dennis, the Renai product is called the Ultra Series, and it basically is sort of a breakthrough in recirculation technology. So I would check out the Renai website. I believe it's foreverhotwater.com, and there you'll be able to take a look at the Ultra Series of tankless water heaters, and that might just solve this problem once and for all.
Yeah, so that would probably save energy, too.
Absolutely. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that all home improvements don't necessarily fit well with pets. We've got tips for the best pet-friendly floors in just a bit.
Live in a Money Pit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com.
Hey guys, we love that you stop by and listen to the Money Pit right here where you're listening now. But did you know that you can get the Money Pit anytime you like when you follow the Money Pit podcast? You're going to get new episodes every Monday and every Thursday, which gives you, you know, enough time to kind of plan your projects and figure out what your next home improvement adventure is going to be.
You can follow us at MoneyPit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Kathleen in Texas is on the line and has some questions about a garage floor. What can we do for you?
I've been considering doing an epoxy covering on my floor with the Painted Flex for quite some time. And I was told by someone who does flooring that he would not recommend that because he said when your hot tires pull in into the garage and sit on that flooring that it breaks the seal. And then where those tires go, that is a constant wear factor. Is there anything better or newer on the market for that type of product, or what would you suggest?
I don't agree with that at all. In fact, epoxy floor coatings are designed specifically to stand up to hot tires and also, you know, icy and salt-covered cars that are dripping on them. If it's done right, you'll have proper adhesion. If it's done wrong, you can get peel up of the floor. But epoxy floors are designed for garages are designed specifically to take that kind of punishment. So I very much disagree with your painter. Maybe he had a bad experience, but if he did, all I can say that remember, it's unusual to find bad paint, but it's fairly common to find bad painters. And if he skipped a step or didn't prep the floor properly, you know, that would cause that condition to occur.
Okay. Well, this gentleman did the staining of concrete floors, so. Maybe he just didn't like doing that type of work.
Maybe.
I don't know. But
maybe he doesn't like to paint floors. He likes to stain them. But I'm just telling you, I think it works well. You know, look at the products by Quikrete, for example. The epoxy floor products there are fantastic. They're beautiful. They're really durable. And they go down pretty quickly.
Oh, well, that's great. I really appreciate it.
All right, Kathleen. Good luck with that project. Let us know how it comes out.
Well, if you're a pet lover and you're considering a new decor or remodeling project, you probably already know that a lot of home improvements don't necessarily fit well with your pets. Although that Persian rug may really look nice in your house, it's probably not the best choice if you've got a puppy. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of have to think about, like, what's going in the house and what stage your animals are in. I mean, durability is key, especially when it comes to flooring.
Yeah, but fortunately, there's a lot of easy cleanup floors that are super durable. So we're talking about laminate, engineered hardwood, engineered vinyl plank, the luxury vinyl plank, the wood look porcelain tile or ceramic floor. Or my latest favorite is this new hybrid stone flooring. It's called Duravana, and LL Flooring just came out with it. And this stuff is so incredibly tough. They sent me a box of it, and I was kind of checking it out, and I took my 16-ounce hammer and just slammed the surface of it, see if I could dent it. It was so hard, the hammer like just bounced off and had no marks on it. I tried to scratch it, couldn't do it. So lots of choices like that, and not expensive either. Actually, a lot less expensive than carpet or any of the other floors that you may have had in the past. So those are all good options if you have floors because they look great and they are pretty much pet-proof.
Yeah, and you know what a good benefit of hard flooring is, especially if you've got like a super fluffy or hairy dog or cat, is that they like to lay in it because it keeps them cool in the summer months. So that's just an added bonus.
Yeah, that's a great point. If you'd like more tips on pet-friendly design and decorating tips, you can search pet-friendly design on MoneyPit.com, and we've got a nice guidebook there that will walk you through all the options, including, I'm sure, some you never thought of.
All right, now we've got Sue from Ohio on the line. Welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, we had a wooden wheelchair ramp built for my father, and it's with the treated lumber, and wanted an idea or what product we could use to kind of keep the ice and the snow off of there without damaging the wood.
You know, there are different types of salts that can be effective as to prevent snow and ice. What you want to do, though, is make sure that you not use sodium chloride or rock salt. You want to use calcium chloride. Calcium chloride is less corrosive. It has less of an impact on plants and on pets, but does just as good a job of keeping the snow and the ice off. What I would suggest is you take this calcium chloride and you mix it up with playground sand, the kind of sand that you might put like in a sandbox, and create sort of a mixture that you can keep handy so that whenever you do get a little bit of ice and snow, you can spread the salt sand mixture down and keep that ramp clear.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, good luck with that project, Sue. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on, I bet we've tackled that project before and can lend a hand. Well, one of our listeners in Colorado says it's been snowing there for more than a week. Send help. No, that's not me. He wants to know how much is too much snow when it comes to having snow on your roof. That makes much more sense than sending pizza or help. We're going to help sort out that answer when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge in the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffers injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com, and we are so glad you are. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Reach out to us with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Whatever you are working on, we can lend a hand. Drop us a line like George in Colorado did. Now, George says it has been close to zero and snowing for much of the last several weeks. I have more than a foot of snow on my deck. When does it make sense to clear it? I'm afraid of things getting too heavy or even just damaging the wood by sitting on top of it for so long.
Well, first of all, I wouldn't be as concerned about your deck, maybe. Well, I guess unless it's the second story deck, as much as I would be about your roof. So let's start there. Because, you know, gravity stinks. When you get that much snow on a surface like that, and if it's sitting up there, especially if it's on the roof, and let's say it gets to be a foot or more thick, you have to really watch out for is when it starts to melt. Because what happens is the water will sort of soak into the snow kind of crusts over on top, and that whole surface holds it back. It gets very, very heavy. Because the wet snow is a lot heavier than just the snow that fell the first time. And the same thing definitely applies to your deck. So if you get heavy snowfalls on that, and you live in an area like Colorado, like you do, George, I would invest in a snow rake, which is a very lightweight type of rake that's pretty wide, and it's telescoping. You put the sections together, and with it, you can easily reach up and pull it towards you to pull down large portions of that snow that accumulates on your roof. And in terms of the deck, yeah, especially if it's a second story deck, I would definitely pull some of that snow off the deck as well. I wouldn't worry too much about the wood. I'm more concerned about the weight, and especially the weight of wet snow. I have a friend who's a farmer, and he's a pretty good builder, and he had a barn that wasn't in terribly bad shape that collapsed because of a melting snow situation like that. And unfortunately, he lost some livestock as a result of that. So it does happen, and you can prevent it just by pulling that snow down. And the quicker you do it, by the way, the better. It gets heavier as time goes on. So the quicker you pull it down, the better it is for you and for your building.
All right. Next up, Anthony writes us saying, we purchased a condo built on a concrete slab in Ashburn, Virginia. Do we need to get a radon test done by the home inspector?
You know, home inspectors may or may not offer radon tests. It's not part of the standard home inspection, but some home inspectors are separately certified for that. So there's that. In terms of the area, Virginia's an interesting state. It's a little bit like New Jersey in that we have areas of high, medium, and low risk. You know, the EPA has radon zones that are divided into tiers, tier one, tier two, and tier three. And these radon zones will give you a sense as to what, you know, you might expect to find. Now, the third thing to consider here is that this is a condo built on a concrete slab. Now, if you have a basement, and that's going to be your lowest living space because that's where you test, that's the place where it's most likely to be the highest, right? But if you have a condo and it's a slab, you're really testing the first floor. Even if that particular area does have high radon, it may not be as much of a concern because it's the first floor. But given all that, all the ups and the downs and the ins and the outs, I would say, yes, go ahead and test it. It's only going to cost you $100 or so to have your home inspector do it, maybe $150, and you're going to know what it is, and you'll have some peace of mind as a result. So I'd say go ahead and do it.
Well, Anthony, good luck with that radon test, and even more luck with your amazing new condo. I hope you guys have a lot of wonderful memories made there.
You're listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so glad you are. If you are tucked warm and cozy in your house and you're thinking about some projects you'd like to get done to spruce that space up, or you're planning for projects for the year ahead, we are standing by to help you 24/7. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT if we're not in the studio. I promise to call you back the next time we are, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. For today, that's all the time we have. The show does continue online. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on the Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. In Conroe, Texas tonight, former President Trump urging an enthusiastic crowd to work to get out the Republican vote this November because he envisions America first, unlike Democrats.
With Biden and the radical left, it's always America last, and that's what they do. You look at these horrible deals they make. Throughout the world, it's always America last.
Mr. Trump assuring the crowd a GOP win would make America proud again. A nor'easter thrashed parts of 10 states and some major population centers, including Philadelphia, New York, and Boston today. Plus, it canceled most flights in and out of the cities.
Forecasters expecting 2 feet or more of snow to come down in the heaviest hit areas like coastal towns, says National Weather Service meteorologist Christy Smith.
We certainly have fast and furious snow.
That snow forcing power lines down, leaving customers in the dark. Chris McKinnon with Eversource says high winds make it too dangerous for workers in bucket trucks.
It's just hard to say when all customers will be back on.
Wind gusts clocking in at hurricane speed, thunder, snow, whiteout conditions, freezing temperatures, coastal flooding. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont.
It's a wicked New England storm.
Julie Walker, New York.
White House says President Biden warned Ukraine's president this past week there's a distinct possibility Russia could take military action against Ukraine in February. The Kremlin, for its part, said saw little ground for optimism in resolving the crisis after the U.S. this week again rejected Russia's main demands, but Russian officials said dialogue was still possible to end the crisis. Omicron, the contagious coronavirus variant, is responsible for a seven-day rolling death for daily new COVID infections in the U.S. has been climbing since mid-November, reaching 2,267 on Thursday. SRN News.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain, but that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Coronavirus cases in Oregon are slowing, but
Oregon Health Officer and Epidemiologist Dr. Dean Seidlinger says Oregon hospitals are struggling as hospitalizations due to the Omicron wave peak in that state. With over 1,100 coronavirus patients statewide, Seidlinger reports that only 59 adult intensive care unit beds were available, and 94% of non-ICU beds were filled as of Thursday. About a week ago, the governor more than doubled the number of National Guard members deployed to help with non-clinical duties at places like West Valley Hospital in Dallas, Oregon, which has seen high volumes and shortages in staff. Seidlinger says cases are plateauing with a 9.5% decrease from the week before, but it will still take weeks for hospitalizations to come back down. He says nearly all the most recent deaths from COVID-19 could have been prevented by vaccines. He urged people to wear masks in public and continue to limit large gatherings. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Billionaire George Soros is dishing out $125 million for the midterms.
The 91-year-old Soros spent $80 million of his own money to support Democratic candidates and causes in the 2020 election cycle. Soros, who made his fortune in hedge funds, said the massive new infusion of money will back pro-democracy causes and candidates. The new donation will likely place the elder Soros among the top political donors in the 2022 midterms and make him one of the few who contributed an eye-popping nine figures in recent election cycles. Patrick Foss reporting.
Vandals scrawled swastikas on the outside of Union Station, the central hub for regional train transportation in the nation's capital. The graffiti was discovered Friday, a day after International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Metropolitan Police say an investigation would be led by the Amtrak police, who handle security for that building. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you guys working on today? Are you working on your house? Are you thinking about planning some improvements? Are you just hanging out and enjoying your space? Maybe you're dreaming about something you like to tackle when it gets a bit warmer. I mean, I think it's within striking distance now, right? About a good 2 months, and then we'll be starting to see some more of that green come out.
Stop taking away my ski season.
Ah, well, you know, you can ski up until then, and if you want to go out west, you can ski then too, right?
Okay, fine.
You can do some March skiing if you like. But hey, if you're thinking about some improvements you'd like to make to your house, well, we're thinking about that too, so we'd love to help. You can find us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. So, coming up on today's show, if you are planning to make the switch from carpet to one of the many beautiful solid surface flooring products out there, getting rid of that old carpet can definitely be a hassle, and sometimes it even reveals problems that have to be fixed before that new floor can be installed. So we're going to share how to handle the most common discoveries that are under carpet and prep for your new floor like a pro.
And when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and one which most homeowners are pretty happy to tackle themselves. But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just 3 steps before you start. So we're going to share those just ahead in today's smart spending tip.
And hey, if you guys ever had a bath or shower drain or a sink drain get clogged due to long hair getting stuck in it?
Oh, that never happens at my
house. Not in your house, right?
No. Oh, no.
Well, we're going to share a $5 solution that is so handy you're going to want to start using it on all your sinks and showers.
And from bathrooms to basements and demolition to decor, we are here to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence. So what are you guys working on? What are your plans for this ski season / leading into spring season? All right, I'm not going to brush past my winter, but I'll allow dreaming of spring projects. So what are you thinking about doing? Let us lend a hand.
Just call right now with your home improvement questions, your home decor questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Heading over to Maryland, we've got Jennifer on the line. What is happening at your money pit?
I have a house. I live in the city, probably built in the 1950s. And the question that I have is that the plywood that is near the roof, I'm sorry, the plywood that is near the brick, it has a gap. My question to you is, can you fill that gap with foamatic installation?
When you say the plywood that's near the roof, are you talking about like the soffit, the overhang?
No, okay, you know what, not the soffit. I'm sorry, the plywood, it's like the siding. The siding, it's a flat roof house. Okay, and then we have siding, and siding that actually is there, you know, it probably looked like it had some type of roofing caulk or something there to close up those gaps.
Right.
Can you use foam? Because, you know, you just don't want birds or something to slip in there, or and then they can get behind your walls.
So what's throwing me is that you generally you don't have plywood siding in a 1950s house. Generally you have clapboard or another type of wood siding.
Yeah, it is a wood siding, yes. It is some type of wood siding.
Right. So basically we're talking about how do we fill a gap in wood siding, and you want to do this in a way that you don't have any rodents or birds or whatever can get in and out of that space. Probably the best thing to do is to fill it with steel wool, because that will stop anything else from going into it. Now, is this under the soffit, or is it going to be fully exposed to the weather? Because then we have to talk about how to kind of, like, you know, make sure it's somewhat watertight, too.
Well, we have a rubber roof on the house. The house has a rubber roof on it.
Right.
It's just at the siding, and it's a plain house. The plain house is flat, and you have the, you know, I guess it's some type of wood.
Right.
And we just want to make sure it looked like before, because it looked like it was white. So it looked like it was either some type of roofing caulk.
Right.
Or some type of foam that was there to fill it.
How big is this gap? Like, we're talking about like a quarter inch or an inch?
Probably a quarter inch to a half an inch.
Oh, that's really tiny. Yeah. You can just caulk that. You may have to put it in like two layers, but you can caulk that. That shouldn't be a big deal. And, you know, you want to caulk it, and then you could paint right over it.
Can you use foamatic also?
What does that mean to you? What is foamatic? You mean spray foam insulation?
Yeah, the spray foam insulation.
You mean kind of in a can?
Yes.
All right, so you're talking about great stuff. And that's a expandable polyurethane insulation. Could you use that? Well, yes, but, all right? So you could use that, and you would let it expand, and then you'd let it harden. And then after it's hardened, then you can go back with, like, a utility knife and cut it flush with the siding. But at that point, you would have to prime it and paint it, because you can't leave it exposed to the weather, because the sun will basically deteriorate that foam really quickly. It's not designed to be, you know, weatherproof. So you could use it, but you would have to also prime it and paint it to protect it.
So you can use it, and maybe you can taper. Once you cut it, you could taper it off with some type of roofing caulk, like you were mentioning. And that way, that would be almost like a double ceiling.
If there's a big gap behind it, yeah, so you just want to use it to fill the space. Use it gently, okay? You're better off with a couple of smaller applications of that stuff, because I'll tell you something about great stuff. If you just shoot a bunch of stuff into a hole like that, it expands, and I've seen it, you know, push siding boards off the house, or like swell the side framing of a window where the window won't open or close anymore. So use it carefully, all right?
Thank you all very much for answering my question. I enjoy your show as always. It's always a learning experience for all those DIY folks out there.
Well, thank you very much, Jennifer. Happy to help you out. Good luck.
Time to talk tin roofs with Kenny in Mississippi. What's going on?
I've got a tin roof on my house, but there's no insulation up under the tin roof. And I'm wondering what would be the best kind of insulation to use, spray on or something that you know, some sticky sides or whatever.
So, Kenny, the answer depends on basically how your roof is put together. Now, if you have the kind of roof, kind of attic structure where you have a ceiling, and then you have an attic, and then you have the underside of the roof. In that situation, you're going to want to make sure that your ceiling, which is below your roof and above your head, is well insulated. And that type of home, you ought to have probably about 15 to 18 inches of insulation there. So the first layer would lay in between the ceiling joists, and then the second layer would be on top of that perpendicular, and it would be unfaced fiberglass insulation, most likely. Now, if you have a cathedral ceiling where you look up and see the underside of that tin, that's a whole different situation. In that case, the best insulation to use would be spray foam insulation, because it could be sprayed directly onto that tin roof, and then it could be painted. So those are the two options, but it really depends on what the sort of structure of the house is. If you've got an attic, then you can just use standard insulation on that ceiling area, which is essentially the attic floor. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Up next, are you ready to tear out your old carpet and prep your floor for one of the many new beautiful solid surface options? We're going to share how to get that job done with ease when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home. For less than a dollar a day. For real. With no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, you can listen when you want to the Money Pit all the time if you follow us on the Money Pit podcast. You can get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Penny in Illinois is on the line, and she's dealing with some frost on a meter. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Well, we have a brand new home, and the outside is where, like, the meter is and stuff like that. Well, cold air gets in that little pipe area and then comes in through the basement and puts a patch of frost on the wall in the basement downstairs. And I was wondering if there was anything I can do to put something over that gas meter to protect it from getting so cold.
You don't have to worry about the gas meter being protected because gas meters are meant to be outside in all sorts of weather. That said, though, if you're getting that kind of cold air in your basement, that's got to be causing you big energy losses. So I would try to seal those
spaces where that cold air is getting in to try to keep that space as warm as possible, because that is going to add to your heating costs.
Okay, but I talked to the builder, and he said you really can't do anything inside because then you're looking at a fire hazard. Like, if you try to insulate inside, then there could be a fire hazard there.
What, in the basement with basement wall insulation?
I was thinking, like, by where the gas meter was. That's what I kind of...
Well, but again, you don't have to worry about the gas meter. That said, you can insulate any... You can add insulation to exterior walls, and you certainly can add insulation near a gas meter. It's not like it's a source of flame, okay? It's a piece of equipment through which all the plumbing passes, but I mean, it's not like there's a flame there. So if your builder is telling you that, it sounds to me like he's trying to get out of a project.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate your help on that.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Tell that guy to get to work.
I will.
Now we've got Trent in Florida on the line, who's dealing with a fallen apart popcorn ceiling. How can we help you?
Well, my popcorn ceiling is actually in my bathroom. It's, I guess, one night or something, my son had gotten it wet, and when it dried, it started flaking off the ceiling. And now it's just continuing to do it.
Well, it's funny, because when you get a popcorn ceiling wet, that's actually the way to remove it. You would spray it with, you know, some sort of garden sprayer and then scrape it off. So if you want it gone, he's got you on the correct path.
Now's the time, right? But if you don't want it gone, what I would do is this. I would take like a stiff bristle brush and gently brush away, maybe like a dry paintbrush, you know, and just brush away all the loose stuff. And then you're going to pick up some popcorn ceiling patching material. There's a number of different manufacturers of this. I know that Zinsser makes one. Homax makes one. It comes both on a trowel-on finish and also on a spray-on finish.
It looks like cheese in a can.
Yeah, exactly. It's like Cheese Whiz. And you can spray that on and recreate the popcorn effect that way. And then lastly, you're probably going to have to paint that ceiling and paint the entire ceiling to blend it in. But you got to get rid of the loose stuff, add the patching material, then repaint the ceiling, and you'll be good to go.
Okay. Well, great. Well, thank you very much.
Now you've got options. You're very welcome.
Well, solid surface flooring is more popular than ever, but for consumers that are interested in making the switch from carpet, removing the old carpet can be challenging and sometimes reveal some problems that must be fixed before you put that new floor in. So here's how to handle the three most common discoveries and prep for your new floor like a pro.
Now, first, carpet makes a pretty darn good filter, and because of that, it traps a wide range of dirt and dust and allergens. And if you're not prepared, when you start tearing up that carpet, you're going to be sent into a sneezing fit that makes life absolutely miserable. So instead, hey, we all have these N95 masks. Why don't you use a couple for this project? Put on the mask, protect your lungs, protect your nose, your sinuses, and switch them out frequently. It's also super smart to ventilate the space while you're working to create a continuous flow of fresh, dust mite-free air.
All right, now here's the next thing. You pull up that carpet. Now you're going to find a whole series of medieval-looking strips of wood along the perimeter of the room, and they've got hundreds of very, very sharp nails pointing straight up at you. And, I mean, they've got a great name. They're called a tack strip because it's pretty much exactly what it is, a strip full of tacks. I mean, they really are great because what happens is the installer can just hook the carpet onto it, and it kind of really keeps it stretched in the space. But you got to remove it with a hammer. You're going to need a flat pry bar. You definitely need a good set of leather gloves to protect your hands. And once you pull up those tack strips, sometimes there's like a rogue staple in the floor, and you've got to be careful because I swear to you, when they're sticking straight up, they are invisible. And you're like, oh, I'm going to put my hand down here. Oh, I just put my hand right onto a super syrup staple. So be careful. Wear the gloves. Trust me, you'll be very happy.
Now, once the carpet is removed, we come to that portion of the project where you start to get surprises, right? Just like when you start any kind of remodeling project, you always run into surprises. Well, the surprise you may run into is especially important if you're putting down a hard surface floor. You might find that the floor is soft or uneven in spots. Depending on the type of flooring you use, you have to fix that because there are a lot of products that you can't put over a floor that's got the slightest bit of being out of level or buckled because it affects the joints between the boards. So, for example, if you're using one of the vinyl flooring products and they lock together, well, if you've got an uneven wood floor or an uneven concrete floor, that can impact that locking joint. And if it pulls out, you're going to have a problem because it's almost impossible to get it back together. So lots of good products out there that can help with this, probably with the one you know the least about, and that is called the floor leveling compound. Think of this as sort of like a liquid, thick, almost pancake-like batter slurry. And when it's applied to the floor, it's sort of poured on, it finds its own level, and it can fix a lot of those uneven areas. The stuff that's out today, Bostik's got one that dries in like, I don't know, 30, 40 minutes, and then you can get right to the rest of that floor project. But you really got to be on the lookout for uneven floors.
Now, if any of this sounds like more than you want to tackle, companies like LL Flooring do offer professional installation services, and they can handle the carpet removal and the floor prep portion for you. Now we've got Joyce in Alabama on the line who's got a question about a sink odor. What's going on?
Well, this is in a bathroom sink. It's about 25 years old. It's a type that has three air vent holes in it or overflow holes in it. And the odor seems to be emanating primarily from there. It's a very musty odor. And I came down to that conclusion because I finally took some paper and stuffed up those holes, and things smelled much better in the bathroom that way.
Well, sometimes what happens is you'll get some bacteria that will grow in that overflow trap. So what I would suggest you do is this. That is to fill the sink up with hot water and add some bleach to it. And let the bleach very slowly trickle over that overflow. And so it saturates it, and hopefully that will kill that mold or that bacteria. Now, the other thing that you can do is you can take the bathroom sink trap apart and clean it out with a bottle brush. Now, some of the traps today are just plastic. They're easy to unscrew and put back together. Under the sink, sometimes you can clean that. And again, you get that biogas that forms in there. If you clean it with a bleach solution, that usually makes things smell a lot better in the bathroom. Okay, Joyce?
All right. Thank you so much.
Heading over to Florida, where Peter has lost power in the bathroom. Peter, what's going on, and can you see what you're doing?
Yeah, I had a GFI go bad, and when I went to change it over, for some reason, I couldn't get any juice to the receptacle underneath the sink. So I got juice to where I put the new one in. But so I went down to Home Depot. I listened to you folks all the time. And I got a new one, and the gentleman over there told me to find the hot wires go and put them on the receptacle where it says line, and then the other two hook up on the bottom of it.
Peter, do you know that the ground fault circuit worked properly and then it stopped working?
Yes, sir.
So it worked properly and it stopped working. Have you considered the fact that the ground fault circuit interrupter could be doing its job and then there could be a problem elsewhere in the circuit?
Yeah, I didn't give a thought about that. No, I didn't.
So I think that when ground fault circuit interrupters start to trip, people say, oh, it must be a bad circuit breaker, and they don't consider the fact that the circuit breaker is, in fact, doing its job, detecting a diversion of current to a ground source and tripping to prevent you from getting a shock. So the solution wouldn't be necessarily first to replace the ground fault. I would investigate further to see what exactly is happening and causing that to trip. I think, based on your description of what you've done thus far, that this might be just a little bit above your skill set. And while we can respect the fact that you're doing this on your own, when it comes to electricity, you want to get it right. And if you were to miswire that, and in fact, perhaps you know, there are different ways to hook up ground faults. And if you do it one way, you can get it to trip and not protect the rest of the circuit. So it would appear to be working correctly when in fact it wouldn't. So this is not the kind of thing I would recommend that you do yourself, Peter. With all due respect, I would definitely have an electrician look at this because I suspect that the ground fault is doing its thing. They rarely go bad. And if it's tripping, it's probably tripping because something is going on elsewhere in the circuit. The ground faults will cover everything that's on that circuit. So if you had, for example, a loose wire somewhere down the line and that was causing some sort of an arcing condition, that could trigger the ground fault to go off. So contact an electrician. This is the kind of job that you should not do yourself because I want to make sure that the problem is what you think it is and it gets properly fixed. Peter, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Give us a call, let us know what you are working on, and we can lend a hand. Coming up, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and one which a lot of homeowners are pretty happy to tackle themselves.
But it's also a project that can go terribly wrong if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We'll share those tips in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
888-MONEY-PIT.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. But guys, the Money Pit is about you. So whether you live in a house or an apartment, whether you're dealing with a repair or dreaming about a renovation, we're going to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence and have a little fun along the way.
Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com.
Now we've got Margie in Delaware on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you today?
Well, we had carpeting down here from the 70s in this home that we moved into. So we pulled up the carpeting, and there's beautiful hardwood floors underneath, except wherever those wood strips with the nails were that were holding the carpet down, there's a bunch of black holes where the nails were. Yeah. How can we clean that up?
Yeah, the strips are called tackless, and what's happened is the nails have oxidized, so you get some rust and other types of corrosion that forms on the metal and reacts with the wood and leaves that sort of black stain. So what you have to do is sand the wood floors. If you sand the wood floors, you'll get rid of most of that black stain that's showing around the top of the hole, and then you can fill in the holes with a wood putty that matches the floor, sand it again, and you'll just about cover them. You're still going to see a little bit of them, but they will not be obvious. Right now, they're painfully obvious, I know, but if you sand the floors and then fill them in and sand it again and finish it, it will blend in.
That's great. It's got to be better than what it looks like now.
No, it's nice. Think of that carpet as a beautiful drop cloth that protected those floors for all those years.
Yeah.
And now you get a chance to enjoy them again.
Okay. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome, Margie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, when it comes to maintaining your home, painting is a project that's among the most basic of DIY projects out there, and a lot of homeowners really do enjoy tackling it themselves.
Well, that's right, but it's also a project that can go wrong pretty quickly if you don't take just three simple steps before you start. We'll share those steps in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Yeah, now when it comes to maintaining your home, painting or even staining wood surfaces really is an important step to keeping your siding and trim in good shape. But while painting is a task that's among the most basic of DIY projects, it's also one where simple mistakes can actually lead to big heartache.
Yeah, definitely. And it really comes down to preparation. If you have weathered surfaces, they need to be cleaned, any loose paint removed before you even think about opening that can of paint. Because if not, the new paint simply won't stick and your efforts will be wasted. It'll look good for, you know, a week, two months, and then all of a sudden it'll start peeling and you will be crushed because you're going to have to take all that paint off and start again from scratch.
It's a big project if you have to do it again. Now, next, it's always smart to apply a coat of primer first because primer definitely is formulated differently than paint because the paint is meant to be that top finishing coat, but the primer is meant to be that first one that's really going to stick. So it's got products in it that will give it more adhesion, it's going to stick better to older surfaces, and then it will prevent that new paint from peeling off.
Yeah, and finally, for the best finish look, be sure you pick the right type of paint brush. You know, it's not just any paintbrush. It depends on what paints you're applying. If you're working with oil-based or solvent-based paints, you want to use a natural bristle brush. But for latex, you need synthetic bristle brushes because they give you the better result. And a great paint job is definitely going to help you maintain the value of your home.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Heading out to Texas, where James is on the line with a plumbing question. What's going on?
Well, I have two hot water heaters that serve two master bathrooms in the house. One of them recently went out. It was replaced through a home warranty company. And since we've got that put back in, we've been gone several times, and each time we're gone for, you know, a week or 2 weeks at a time. When we come back, the water will be smelling like rotten eggs. And we called the plumber who installed it, and he said that's a common problem. It's part of your community. But, yeah, we've been living in that community almost 8 years and never had a problem. But he said what you need to do is cut the water off, break the hot water line, drain the tank, put a gallon of bleach in it, hook it back up, let it sit for 12 hours, and then run it until you get the bleach smell out, and you should be fine. We've done that 3 times, and each time we're gone, though, for a week or 10 days or more, we come back and the water smells like rotten eggs. And it's a lot of problem getting these hot water heaters in a crawl space, so it's really hard to get into them and break those lines and drain the tanks and stuff. And so there's got to be, I think, some way that this problem can be solved.
Tell me something. The water heater that was replaced, was the whole water heater replaced? Was this a brand new unit?
There's one brand new unit and one existing unit.
Okay.
But it's not relatively new. They're hooked up in series.
Oh, they're in series. Huh.
One has the empty before you start pulling water out of the other one.
First of all, the cause of the rotten egg smell is something called hydrogen sulfide. Now, hydrogen sulfide is a gas that is produced in hot water and has a rotten egg smell. And the way you deal with that is with a new anode rod, a new magnesium or aluminum anode rod, because these will react with the bacteria and basically reduce it. And those anode rods are corroded or deteriorated, then you're going to have this problem in a big way. So I'm wondering if maybe you don't have an anode rod in there, or maybe it's the wrong type of anode rod. That is what solves this. The fact that it didn't exist for all these years and now it does exist is troubling.
Yeah, and like I say, we'd never had a problem until we replaced one of the hot water heaters. And then we had been gone as much as a month a couple of times before that and never came back to any kind of a problem. But once we put the new hot water heater in, then we started experiencing the problem. And I don't know if the two hot water heaters were hooked up in sequence before, or if one served one bathroom and one served the other bathroom. So that's something I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of odd that you have two that are side by side like that are in sequence. I think it would be more logical that one would serve one bath, one would serve the other bath, because typically you're going to want to reduce the piping basically from one to the next so that you don't wait as long for hot water. But what you really need is a zinc anode rod. And so I might speak with that plumber about making sure you have zinc alloy anode rods in that, because it doesn't react the same way with the bacteria as magnesium or aluminum by itself. Using that zinc is going to reduce the chances of getting that hydrogen sulfide smell. And then the other thing that you can do is you can put in a water purification system. I mean, if your water has a really naturally high level of bacteria, a water purification system is going to reduce that sulfur causing bacteria and make the water smell pleasant again, or most importantly, maybe not have any smell at all. But usually the anode rod replacement will solve this. So I think that's the area you want to look at. I mean, certainly, you know, decontaminating the water heater is sort of step one, but that didn't work. So we need to look at those anode rods. Okay.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project.
Thanks much for joining us this hour at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you've ever had a bath or shower drain get clogged due to long hair getting stuck in it, says the lady with the super long hair that has this happen all the time. We're going to share a $5 solution that is so handy, you are going to want to start using it on all of your sinks and your showers when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com, QUIKRETE.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about $1 to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And I love podcasts. Do you guys love podcasts? I love true crime ones. I think they're so interesting. I love home improvement ones. I especially love the Money Pit. And we want you to love the Money Pit podcast as well. It's been ranked one of Apple's best home and garden podcasts of all time.
For helpful how-to tips in every episode, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Bela in Delaware, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, we have a sunroom, and the roof of the sunroom is 4 inches of styrofoam, and on top of that is aluminum. Now, when it rains, it's very, very noisy. It's like living in a double wide, you know. So what I would like to do is put, like, architectural shingles on it. Now, I talked to one roofer who said, oh, we can just nail it on. But I don't think so. I thought maybe we need some plywood, three-quarter-inch plywood, and even maybe some spacers.
This aluminum roof, is it fairly flat, or is it shaped?
It is flat, yes, sir.
Well, first of all, keep in mind that metal roofs are far more durable than asphalt shingle roofs, but if you can't really deal with the sound and you want to soften it, I agree with you. I do think you should attach a plywood decking to that metal roof first, and I would do that with screws. So I would drive screws through the decking into that metal roof, and then on top of that, I would put ice and water shield, which is going to give you protection from any ice damming. And I would probably, since it's a fairly flat roof or a low-slope roof, I would probably cover the entire surface with ice and water shield. And then over that, I would put the asphalt shingles.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much for your help. That is the kind of thing I've been thinking about.
I think you're on the right track, Bella. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you've got a Rapunzel or two living in your house, you know, the ladies with the super long hair, heck, the boys can even have the super long hair. If you've got it, you know that it definitely finds a way of getting stuck in the drains of your sink, your shower, your tub. I feel like my hair is everywhere. And you know that using a caustic drain cleaner really is never a good idea, and plumbers are expensive. Well, fortunately, you don't need either.
Well, that's right. Now, there's a really handy little tool, and there's a couple of different ones that are similar. The one that I used last time, because as a landlord, I own a place, and I've had kids in college where, especially my daughter, where they've got, you know, four girls in an apartment, and this just happens. You need to get something called a drain weasel. It's like a miniature snake for your drains. and it's 18 inches long. You insert it into the drain. It's narrow enough that it could even go through like a tub drain that has like those circular holes on it.
Yeah, those little holes in it.
Right, which is supposed to block air, but it doesn't. And you basically drop it into the pipe, and you spin it as you go, and it has little hooks on the end of it, and it's perfect for grabbing big clumps of hair, pulls it right out. It is so easy to use. This thing costs like under $5. There's a couple of different ones. The drain weasel is one that actually turns a little tiny handle that cranks around. There's another one that looks like a double-sided brush, if you can think about that, that's also really long. And that is just stick it in the drain hole and pull it back up and down a couple of times, and all of the hair comes right out. And if you do it once in a while, it doesn't really build up. It's so cheap, you can put one in every bathroom, and you will be a total convert the first time you use one of these. Never have to deal with drains that are clogged by hair again.
Yeah, and I mean, interestingly, everybody loses a tremendous amount of hair every day. I think with girls with long hair, it just kind of gets stuck in the hair itself. So when you shower, like, lots of it comes out, and it's just the worst. So this definitely is a game changer for the bath. Jeff in Missouri's on the line and needs some help with a patio project. What are you working on?
Really already got it done, but I failed to put a sealer on my patio, and I was wondering what I could do about that at this late date. It's been poured about 6 months.
So why do you want to put a sealer on it?
Because the leaves and the grass stain it.
You could clean it. You could use a trisodium phosphate solution to scrub it and clean it and brighten it up again. But then you have to wait till it's really dry. So doing this in the chilly weather is not a good idea. You want to make sure it's super dry. And then you could add a concrete sealer on top of that. The concrete sealers that you want to make sure you get are ones that are vapor permeable. And that means that the moisture moves in and out. You don't want to completely seal the brick, because then what will happen is the moisture will still get in it, but it will freeze and start to break apart, or spall, as the technical term goes. So if you get a good quality concrete sealer and get it clean to start with, certainly you can reduce some of that staining going forward.
Good. And what do you call it so it breathes in and out?
Vapor permeable.
I appreciate that. Thank you for you guys for what you do.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Coming up, are you ready to spruce up your child's room with some furniture that adds style, organization, and safety? Well, we're going to have some tips just ahead to help you do that.
You live in a Money Pit.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
The Seek Cultural Education Center and SCAR, in partnership with the Cottonwood Community Center, are having a free COVID-19 vaccination clinic Tuesday, February 8th, from noon until 6 p.m. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters, at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road. Kids 5 to 11 and youths 12 to 17 must be accompanied by parents or guardians for consent. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out gift cards to vaccine recipients. No appointment needed. Free COVID-19 testing kits will also be available at the Cottonwood Community Center at 20595 Gas Point Road, Tuesday, February 8th, during the free COVID-19 vaccination clinic from noon until 6 p.m. Multilingual translators will also be available at this free clinic that is dedicated to the Cottonwood neighbors.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on your home improvement projects one step at a time.
Post your question just like Trevor did. Now, Trevor writes, I was recently up in a crawl space and noticed a vent for my half bath was not actually vented to the outside. It just terminated in the crawl space and the insulation was laying on top of it. How can I fix this?
That's a really good catch, Trevor, because the vent should definitely not be discharging into the crawl space. Lots of reasons for that. That additional humidity can make the insulation less effective. Plus, the moisture can increase the risk of rot setting into the area as well and also add to the chance of having mold growth. So you want to basically duct it to the outside. You want to do that with solid ducting, not flexible ducting. Try to have as few bends in it as possible. Get that moist, damp air out of the crawl space as quickly as possible. Well, are you ready to spruce up your child's room with furniture that adds some style, some organization, and some safety? Leslie has tips on how to do just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Because, Leslie, your kids' rooms are in a constant state of redecoration, right, and reorganization.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, constantly. And no matter how much I reorganize, they are very skilled at making them disorganized very, very quickly. So I feel like I practice this a lot. So, first of all, when you are redoing their rooms, you want to look for furniture pieces that are going to be durable, that are classically styled, and that will work for a range of ages. Now, convertible furniture, such as a crib that turns into a starter bed, that's a smart choice. But even if you just shop for finishes that are going to coordinate well with later additions, like a whitewash or maybe a colored stain or a classic wood, you know, that's really easy to find, and you'll find things that will work with it down the road. A fairly classic, you know, not so busy, doodad-free design, you're going to be in great shape there. Now, going with vintage furniture, that's also possible, but if you do go vintage, you've got to go carefully. Now, you can bring the fun of vintage graphics and styling to a room with some cool furnishings and accessories that you find at maybe an antique show, a tag sale, you know, those online treasure troves. This approach really works well for kid spaces, too, with a few precautions. You want to steer clear of anything that might have a chippy finish or maybe something that could be a lead-based finish. And furniture is even trickier if you're going vintage. You want to make sure you avoid cribs and other furnishings that would have an out-of-date, say, latch or hardware or the way they're built. And you want to make sure that any railings or open trim works don't allow inquiring hands and heads to get stuck in it. So you can also, if you find something, take a look at the Consumer Product Safety Commission website for recalls just to make sure any of these vintage finds you've got in your cart or you're walking around with is not going to create an unsafe situation at your house. And finally, look for colors that are timeless. You want to consider the level and frequency of investment you're willing to put into your room's backdrop. If you don't mind repainting over that current color a few years from now, says the lady who let her son pick Jets Green for half of his bedroom. You know, I know we're going to have to cover over that in a little while, but it made him so darn happy. So I was like, yeah, okay, we'll do it. So just know that if you're not willing to put in the work a few years down the road to repaint, pick colors that are going to last, that'll work well with a variety of bedding and window treatments and different furnishings down the road because, you know, things change. And if you kind of stick to a neutral base, everything will work all together. If you want some more tips, check out Create a Kids Room That Will Grow with Your Child on MoneyPit.com.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for spending this part of your day with us. We hope we've been helpful in giving you some advice and some ideas on things that are important to you when it comes to taking care of your house. Remember, we are always available for questions. If we're not in the studio, you can leave a message and we'll call you back the next time we are. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up next time on the program, if you've got a basement space, adding a bathroom, well, that can make that space even more usable, and it can add to your home's value. But gravity being what it is, bathrooms that are below grade need some special plumbing work in order to go with the flow, if you know what I mean. We're going to share those tips on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Private citizen Donald Trump painted an optimistic picture in Texas Saturday night.
This is the year we're going to take back the House. We're going to take back the Senate. We're going to take back America. And in 2024, we are going to take back that beautiful, beautiful house that happens to be white, that is so magnificent, and that we all love. We are going to take back the White House.
The former president headlined a Save America rally in Conroe, Texas, about 40 miles north of Houston. More than a foot and a half of snow and high winds in some areas of the Northeast overnight, over the weekend amid a fierce winter storm. Eversource Energy spokesperson Chris McKinnon in Boston said they're seeing power outages mainly in the coastal areas of Massachusetts.
With the, you know, snow weighing some of the branches down mixed with those high winds upwards, you know, over 80 miles an hour in some spots, we're seeing limbs come down onto the power lines, and that's causing outages.
Hundreds of flights were canceled, thousands of travelers stranded. Forecasters say once the storm passes, bitter cold temperatures will follow and settle in. North Korea Sunday fired at least one suspected ballistic missile into the sea, its seventh round of weapons launches this month in an apparent attempt to pressure the Biden administration over long-stalled nuclear negotiations. The launch came 3 days after North Korea fired two short-range ballistic missiles into the sea on Thursday. The North also flight-tested a pair of purported long-range cruise missiles on Tuesday while vowing to strengthen its nuclear war deterrent and build more powerful weapons. Be sure to check out the latest news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Anti-Semitism strikes in the center of Washington, D.C.
Vandals scrawled swastikas on the outside of Union Station, the central hub for regional train transportation in the nation's capital. The graffiti was discovered Friday, a day after International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Metropolitan Police Department Chief Robert Cotty said the investigation would be led by the Amtrak police, which handle security for the building. Cotty indicated that investigators were looking at some of the several people experiencing homelessness who frequently camp around the building. Keith Peters reporting.
Russia says it will relocate naval exercises off the coast of Ireland after Dublin raised concerns about them amid the tense dispute with the West over expansion of the NATO alliance and fears that Russia is preparing to invade Ukraine. The February 3rd through 8th exercises were to be held 150 miles off of southwestern Ireland. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The Treasury Department is reassessing the Internal Revenue's use of third-party facial recognition software.
The Treasury and the IRS are exploring alternatives to ID.me for access to taxpayer accounts amid growing concerns about the company's privacy practices. An IRS spokeswoman said, to be clear, no American will be required to take a selfie in order to file their tax return. Confirming that taxpayers can pay or file their taxes without submitting a selfie or other information to a third-party identity verification company. The initial facial recognition announcement prompted an immediate outcry from privacy advocates who have warned the practice is invasive and that the IRS is opening the doors to potential data breaches. Patrick Foss reporting.
Montreal-based Canadian National Railroad taps Tracy Robinson as its new CEO. Robinson spent 27 years working at rival Canadian Pacific. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
From the Fox News Radio Studios in New York City. Fresh off the set of Fox and Friends. It's America's receptive voice. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. I'm in the crime-ridden New York City right now, but heard around the country, heard around the world. And if you cannot get the show live, and I wish you can, I wish you do, please download the podcast. This hour, we're going to be joined by the former ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, who I think is going to, if Donald Trump doesn't run, be a leading contender to get the Republican nomination. And Dr. Marty McCary has got a brand new editorial is about to come out in the Wall Street Journal. He'll preview it exclusively for us right here, and it is explosive. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Look, in Florida, we just anticipate hostility from this administration. That's just what they do. They are much more interested in picking political fights than they are of actually being there for the people in our state that need this assistance.
Battle on all fronts, from vax to boosters to masks in school. America is squaring off for a death match, it seems. And in other news, the worst of COVID-19 seems to be over, and maybe we're turning the corner, but don't let that slow you down. And by the way, St. Fauci, turns out he knew a lot more about a lab leak than we ever thought he did.
Number two.
I made it clear to President Putin that if he were to move into Ukraine, that there'd be severe consequences, including significant economic sanctions, as well as I'd feel obliged to beef up our NATO presence on the Eastern Front.
Did we just wake him up? Holding pattern. Seems the West is deciding how much they are willing to do to stop the invasion of the Russians. While they wait and they watch and they observe, they have two levers of power. Number one, they got this big army. They could crush the Ukraine, it seems. And they could stop oil and gas shipments to their best customer, Europe, should we sanction them. What if they do both? Will that put us into non-action, like, let's say, Germany?
Number one.
The illegal guns is an important first step. But we must also address bail reform in our pretrial detention system. We must allow judges to take dangerousness into account. New York is the only state in the country that does not allow a judge to detain a defendant who poses an immediate threat to the community.
Crime and pledge of punishment by the Democratic mayor is met with rebuke by New York City legislature and New York State legislature. This in the wake of the death of the second cop who was shot on Friday. How much longer are the American people going to take left-wing criminal apologists and let them run our city streets into the ground and be overrun by homeless? So let's shelve that conversation and get on board and talk about it in 15 minutes, 1-866-408-7669. But let's talk about the number one issue on most kitchen tables and dining room and classrooms, and that is what's happening with the pandemic. Dr. McCary, am I, as a Fox News contributor, surgeon, and a professor of health policy at Hopkins, and author of The Price We Pay, am I wrong to think that we are turning the corner in many states on this variant?
We are, Brian. We're in a good spot. The numbers are showing a steep decline. There's still some parts of the country where the virus is still peaking, and the hospitals are going to be strained. But the hospitals are not necessarily strained from the influx of patients alone. We normally have a massive influx of patients every winter from a number of respiratory pathogens. Sometimes it's a bad flu season. The difference is this time we've got a massive staffing shortage. One in five workers in healthcare have left. And if you look at what happened at Washington State, they fired 55 workers from this hospital system called MultiCare. And then they were so short-staffed, they told people who tested positive, who were working, even if you have COVID, come back into work. Even if you have symptoms, we are that short-staffed. That's the problem with the staffing crisis that people don't know about.
So you are saying, let's reinstate the workers fired under the vax mandate, because the new data shows natural immunity has equal to, if not better, immunity than the vaccine. We saw how the vaccine was so, inadequate when it came to this variant to begin with, along with boosters. We're seeing all these double vaxxed booster people suffering and getting this variant. So you're saying unfire them. Bring them back. You need them.
It's time to reinstate American workers who were fired under the vaccine mandate for a number of reasons. Number one, it was unfair. Number two, we have therapeutics now that really mean no one should be dying of COVID. And number three, it turns out many of them had natural immunity. And when when employers fired workers with natural immunity, they got rid of the workers least likely to spread the infection. That's the great irony. The data are now in. It's clear. The CDC itself has a study. And Johns Hopkins, as you know, my team has been doing a big study on natural immunity. And we just got the early results, which I put in today's Wall Street Journal piece.
So what more can you tell us about the editorial that has not come out yet and from the study that you guys conducted?
Well, one of the arguments that public health officials have used to discount natural immunity, and we're one of the only countries that blows it off, is they say we don't know how long it lasts. Well, the NIH has $42 billion. Why don't you just study it? You could do the study with about 100 people. You just invite them in who were infected in New York 2 years ago and test their blood. So we did that study, and we looked at 295 people with natural immunity. They were not vaccinated, and we found that the immunity was strong nearly 2 years out from the infection. So it is now a settled science. Natural immunity is durable and effective for as long as the infection's been around.
Did it vary person to person? Did it vary on the size and gender of the person?
99% of these subjects we studied had antibody levels that were almost as effective and consistent as they had in the early time of their recovery. And there was some small variation, but we're talking within a 1% of that sample.
Pretty amazing. I mean, because I know people that got it, had the natural immunity, and they had tested their antibodies, and they seemed to have faded, but you didn't find that.
It turns out that there's a low level of exposure that we think people have. So even once you've recovered from COVID, there's sort of almost a low-level stimulation of that immune system because it's everywhere. And certainly with Omicron, we know it is everywhere. Even public health officials now are finally admitting everyone's going to get it.
So not only is the healthcare workers who are asked to work through the night and through this, all the questions with this pandemic, they got fired unceremoniously. Would you also say that should go beyond healthcare? What about the truck drivers? What about the other walks of life that were told they can't work because they're not vaccinated?
Look, at this point, if someone is unvaccinated, either they've been so hardened by these, what they see as excessive government policies, they're probably not going to get vaccinated. We're really not seeing new vaccinations at this point. And chances are that they have natural immunity. Now, 50 to 60% of truck drivers are not vaccinated. What are we going to do? Fire them and have our country wounded and no supply chain so we can't get the chemotherapy in the hospital that we need? And by the way, we are seeing shortages in chemo. Or are we going to recognize they've got natural immunity and the pandemic has reached very low levels? And essentially 100% of new infections now are with Omicron, which now the data shows is less dangerous than influenza. So we've got to reinstate these truck drivers, the supply chain. We got to get the country moving. People don't just die of viral replication. They die of hopelessness and poverty and all kinds of substance abuse and mental problems. We've been blowing that data off. And those soldiers who were dishonorably discharged need to immediately be reinstated with their rank and back compensation, including restoring that period of lost pension pay.
So Dr. Marty McCary has revealed a Hopkins study that shows that if you had the virus 2 years later, you have the antibodies to still have immunity. So that is huge news. I'm going to add to that. What if you were vaccinated and then you had got it, or breakthrough case, or you got it and then got vaccinated? Does that double your immunity?
It increases it by 3.8%. So hybrid immunity, yes, is more effective. But remember, the vaccine give you almost a sugar high of antibodies, where that will wear off in terms of its protection against getting the infection. And your protection against hospitalization and severe disease is still solid with vaccinated or natural immunity.
Where does boosters fall into this study?
So again, boosters can give, you know, boosters were studied 10 weeks after the booster in the UK, and the protection against getting the infection plummeted. It plummeted to 35% with Pfizer and 45% with Moderna just 10 weeks after the booster. So either we're going to get boosters every 3 months, no thank you, or we're going to realize the protection against severe disease is solid enough that we can live our lives.
Where do you stand on masks right now? I was kind of shocked a few weeks ago watching even Dr. Scott Gottlieb. Yeah, it turns out cloth masks only protect you 5%, but it's worth doing. And now they say, well, you need better masks. Number one, I'm not wearing an N95 mask. One of the first things I heard from doctors is N95 masks need to be fitted. Now we just forgot about that. And number two is, instead of taking them off, they're just trying to bulk them up. Is that what's going on in the medical community?
Well, these arguments are going to fall apart in 3 weeks when there's almost no infection in the community. And remember, we're fighting Omicron now. It's really not COVID. It's acting and behaving like a different virus, because there's only been one death out of 52,000 cases in the Kaiser Southern California study, which is lower than influenza. So what are we going to do next school year when rhinovirus circulates, or echinovirus, or parainfluenza virus? Are we going to have kids wear masks forever in perpetuity? In full disclosure, I'm an advisor to Governor Youngkin, and this is a hot issue in the state. And his feeling is that, look, if the kid is struggling with a mask, the parent should have a say. When you have a disabled child who is vaccinated and is forced to wear a cloth mask in speech pathology, the parent should have a say. And ironically, there's a lot of focus on Virginia, but not the blue state of Pennsylvania, which has had masks optional the entire time. That's not the subject of media scrutiny, but somehow giving parents the option in Virginia is seen as sort of a step backwards. Cloth masks don't work. That's what the data show. And you can either strap them to a respirator or an N95, which, by the way, I wear those in the hospital. They're not easy to wear long term. Some people do fine with them. Some people struggle with them. We just got to realize we have to learn to live with this, because we have a mental health crisis. We cannot ignore that data.
True. Is it true they have to be fitted?
They work best if they're fitted, but you know, I'll tell you, I see nurses and doctors loosen them at the end of a long shift. They're not easy to wear for a long time.
I want you to bring it to this controversy. I know you have patients and teaching, but monoclonal antibodies, I guess there's different types. Governor Ron DeSantis, I want to bring you into this conversation he's having. Cut 21.
These monoclonals were highly effective against the Delta variant to keep people out of hospitals. We have been using them with patients coming in during the Omicron wave, and we have seen success anecdotally. Now, we haven't run a clinical trial, but neither did the FDA. They're relying on one study, which was an observational study, It was not a clinical trial. It was not peer-reviewed that said the two monoclonals aren't effective against Omicron. It was done by a consultant for one of the rival drug companies. Now, if you do clinical trials, maybe it'll end up being the case. But, man, that's very flimsy evidence to take this treatment away from people. And we had thousands of people in the queue at our treatment sites in Florida, Laura, and they all of a sudden wake up to saying that you're out of luck because of the whims of the Biden administration. What they're doing is just fundamentally wrong.
Wrong, and I mean, it could result in people suffering unnecessarily. What's going on here? Do you know the bureaucratic, what's going on with this bureaucracy behind the scenes?
Well, what we're seeing is the heavy hand of the federal government in reaching into the doctor's office, because Florida has argued that, sure, the monoclonal antibodies don't work against the Omicron hardly at all or very well. But you know what? Maybe there's some Delta floating around out there. Maybe doctors have had a different experience, and maybe doctors want to test their patients to see if it's Delta or Omicron. And if it's Delta, which is more likely to make you very sick, then they may want to use it. What we also saw was an erratic announcement. You had people driving to their appointment to get the monoclonal antibodies, told when they got there, oh, you can't get it. The government just announced you're not allowed to take this. How about some warning or heads up? I mean, yeah. People have a right to be frustrated.
Oh, absolutely. How do you know the difference between Delta and Omicron with these tests? Aren't they the same test? And do they look different? I mean, how do you know?
Yeah, the rapid tests are the same, but the PCR machine can do an additional test called an S gene mutation, which is an indicator that it's Omicron. And it's pretty accurate. And so I talked to Dr. Ladapo in Florida. They thought, you know, some doctors are using that test. It takes a little special work to get the lab to do it. But, you know, it's helpful in figuring things out. It has been over the last few weeks when Delta's still been around.
Dr. McCary, the big news, your Wall Street Journal column will expand on it. But you believe that we should reinstate the workers fired under the vax mandates, because new data shows the natural immunity that many had is better than the vaccine itself. And right now, when it comes to the hospital workers in particular, it is a 5-alarm fire. You are so short-staffed. So
absolutely.
Thanks for sharing that. Go ahead.
Connecticut is rehiring workers now. They got rid of their vaccine mandate. Starbucks is doing it. America needs to do it.
Thank you. Dr. Marty McCara, the voice of reason. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
1-866-408-7669. When we come back, your turn to talk. That was extremely informative. I hope you agree. And then we go international with one of the best in the business, Ambassador Nikki Haley. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Attention. This is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-397-0964. Vehicle protection plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-397-0964 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-397-0964. What do you have to lose? Call 800-397-0964. Again, 800-397-0964.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A father and son team from New York that have turned their good deeds into a business makes today's Dean's List. T and Sons Property Management was inspired by Thor Hendrickson's desire to help out his neighbors in Malta, just north of Albany. Thor found a passion for landscaping. A few years later, he began to use his passion to help others. It started when a neighbor was trying to do yard work with a cast on. Thor offered to help. Word spread around the community about the helpful deed, and shortly after, he started helping one individual after another with lawn care and snow removal. And now his services are helping between 20 and 30 people every other week. Thor's dad says more times than not, his son will help without ever being asked. He just loves doing it, helping others. Last year, Thor encouraged his dad to get a plow for his snow truck so he could help out. And that idea turned into a snow plow service. Congratulations, T and Sons Property Management. You made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1973.
I will not place the blame on subordinates, on people whose zeal exceeded their judgment, and who may have done wrong in a cause they deeply believe to be right.
I'm getting out of baseball because I don't feel that when I go on the field, I want to give 100%. And the people of America should look at a guy like myself that loves the game of baseball and being on the field and not being able to produce.
But it was the unanimous judgment of my advisors that resignation would carry a presumption of guilt sufficient to prevent a defense on the merits. And I'm afraid that what I've been hearing and seeing and reading persuades me that they were right.
People have got to know whether or not their president's a crook. Well, I'm not a crook. I've earned everything I've got.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jessica Chastain, star and producer of the new action-packed The 355. This spy flick takes audiences on a globe-trotting adventure with international agents teaming up to stop a high-tech threat.
And then the action and the stunt work, what was something you have never done before that you got to do for the film?
Well, leaping off like huge heights and jumping onto a container in the water was something I'd never done before. I will never do it again because it was terrifying, but I'm glad I did it.
There you go. And the way that the characters build upon each other's skills, how did life imitate art? What did you learn about your co-stars and what each brought individually to make this team what it is?
Penelope is so funny. She's amazing. Lupita is like such, she's so great at creating a mood in terms of, like, she'd walk on set with her Bluetooth speaker with a playlist and just like get everyone going. And Diane, like, she needs to be, have a whole action franchise just based solely around her.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
You're interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We have just approved another $200 million of assistance, security assistance to the Ukrainian armed forces. We have put an additional 8,500 troops on heightened alert just yesterday to have to go perhaps, maybe, haven't been deployed yet, to bolster the NATO response force. We're not ruling off the table any unilateral U.S. troops also inside Europe or even going to Europe to help bolster our allies and reassure them. So not to mention the fact that that we've been very clear with Mr. Putin about the severe economic consequences that he might suffer.
He might, and he also could make the Europeans suffer because he provides almost all the oil and gas. They said even when the Soviet Union was falling apart, they kept it going, oil and gas, because, for one thing, selfish reason, the Russians, that's all they have. for the most part, the export. Number two, it was the control they had. And already Europe is nervous about this and is causing oil and gas prices to rise over the prospect that sanctions would cause a return sanction to the European allies. But why are they dealing with this? So there's a quick push now to get their oil and gas from Middle Eastern customers, partners like the UAE and Saudi Arabia to redirect. Why Europe? And why, if I'm a leader in these European nations, I would subject my people to the whims of the Russians? And this Vladimir Putin is totally irresponsible. And in Germany's case, they're so in bed with the Russians, they basically should might as well just bow out of NATO. They want no part of it. You can't have an overflight over Germany if they have weapons for the Ukraine. How, and not only are you not helping, you're taking a side by not helping. You're helping the Russians, and you're more worried about your energy and I guess the strong Russian element within your country. I mean, that's embarrassing. Amy Walter on what's on the what's at stake for President Biden. Cut 16.
They're also looking to see whether the president can live up to this moment. Crises shape perceptions of the president. This president already has had one crisis, which is the coronavirus. His perceptions of handling that have sunk considerably. And, of course, on Afghanistan, his perceptions of how that pullout went very negatively. So whether or not people see that he has control of this issue is going to be very important for him going forward and gaining the trust of the American public.
So we don't have an ambassador right now in Ukraine. That doesn't help. There's nobody nominated, and that's ridiculous. Ambassador Nikki Haley will be with us, former ambassador to the UN. She's going to tell us what she would do with her experience and what Vladimir Putin is actually like and how to brush him back and what President Biden is not doing. And we all hope he does. That story and more when we come back.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Are you looking for a new career opportunity? Well, look no further. Wind River Resort and Casino is the place for you. If you like a fun and exciting team atmosphere, then check out the opportunities at Wind River Resort and Casino. We offer competitive wages, but also extensive benefit packages. Where else can you receive 15 paid holidays,
including your birthday,
paid vacation and sick leave, health, dental, and vision benefits, and a 401k retirement plan with a 7% match? To see all open positions at Wind River Resort and Casino, visit careers at windriver.com. Benefits vary depending on job classification.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hey friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew.
Today we're talking about the Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista. Coming in a 5x40 Vitola, the Fugly is priced just right for our value-conscious customers. Draped in a chocolatey brown San Andres leaf, presented in natural or Maduro, this stick is a throwback to a Cheroot vintage. The Fugly from Tabacalera El Artista, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family memberships are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
A Moment in History by KCNR Radio. In February 1850, Shasta County was created as one of the California's original 27 counties. In September of that same year, California was admitted into the Union, meaning that Shasta County was even older than the state of California. Before Shasta County was named, Shasta residents held a town meeting in the middle of Main Street and named their town Shasta, presumably because Mount Shasta could be seen from the hills of the town. Originally, Mount Shasta was within Shasta County, but is now part of Siskiyou County. The original Shasta County included a major portion of Northern California, including Mount Shasta, and all the territory that later became Modoc, Lassen, and Siskiyou counties, as well as parts of the present-day Plumas and Tehama counties. Contributed by Dottie Smith.
Is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
There will be enormous consequences if he were to go in and invade, as he could, the entire country, or a lot less than that as well, for Russia, not only in terms of economic consequences and political consequences, but there will be enormous consequences worldwide. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. So it would change the world.
Do you agree? Let's ask Ambassador Nikki Haley, best-selling author as well, former governor of South Carolina. Ambassador, welcome back.
Thanks so much, Brian. Good to be with you.
Same here. First off, what about, do you think he was overstating it, largest invasion since World War II? It's probably not, right? That would be it.
Well, you know, that's besides the point, because the reality is he's not doing anything about it. You know, like, this deterrence is a real thing. If you look back at during the Trump administration, I mean, my very first Security Council speech was against Russian aggression in Ukraine. And, you know, whether we were taking on Russia or North Korea or China or Iran, the whole point is you stand tough, you stand strong, and you let them know you mean business. And when you do that, you deter them. What happened with Biden is he showed weakness everywhere. I mean, it started with Afghanistan. You watched us basically sell out our allies. You saw Americans fall. Now you're looking at Russia. One, you caved on Nord Stream 2. You caved when it came to Germany and literally calling them out, which Trump and all of our administration did on Nord Stream 2. You now are sitting there just waiting for Putin to act. Biden should be doing something now. He should be doing sanctions now. He should be strengthening the spine of NATO now. They should be sending anti-aircraft, anti-ship, anti-tank missiles, because that's what Russia doesn't want. And they should be hitting Russia where it hurts. They are a one-industry country. They should be hitting them within the energy sector. And he's not doing any of that. He's just talking about how bad it's going to be.
So here's what they say. 25% of the embassy personnel are gone. Biden is not seeking any more aid to Ukraine than has already been authorized. So he's got $200 million. He'll cap that. sanctions against Russia will remain reactive, not be put in place now, as Senator Lindsey Graham is talking about. And U.S. Made it clear U.S. will not deploy troops into Ukraine and cannot deploy troops to NATO, cannot deploy troops to NATO countries unless a formal request is made by the U.S. and all 30 NATO countries agree. I did not know that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, first of all, is there any wonder that there's 30 planes flying over Taiwan right now? I mean, they see this as the biggest opportunity. Putin knows this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. He knows that he'll never get a weak U.S. president like this again, and he's taking advantage of it. But the reality is, you know, one thing we did with NATO, and one thing that President Trump did really well, was he stiffened NATO's spine. One, in that not letting Germany get away with things. Two, making them spend more on their defense budgets for such a time as this, when Russia tried to pull something. And three, making sure that we led the charge on what was going to happen. Right now, you see NATO's kind of all over the place. There's no leadership by America, so they kind of don't know what to do. And it leaves everybody vulnerable. And, you know, Biden should be literally meeting with NATO right now. They should have a united front. They should be doing this in a way that other countries want to join. And everybody right now is acting like they want to cut and run. It's a dangerous time in the world.
Well, that is absolutely true. And yesterday he took off. It looks like he just took off and got ice cream at about 4 o'clock. Can you believe that?
It's so tone deaf.
So right now, talk about Germany. I just want to get people on the record in this. It's not just saying Germany's not with us. They're actually making people, if you want to fly and drop off weapons to Ukraine, you can't use their airspace. They refuse to sell weapons to Ukraine, period. And we know the Navy chief, Kay Aachen Schokenbach, I don't know if you know him, said last week that the Russian president, Vladimir Putin, deserves respect and they're trying to win back Crimea, annexed by Russia, is a lost cause. So they just said, well, it's embarrassing. You have to leave. But they have no interest in taking part in this, and they are the economic behemoth of Europe. That's devastating, Ambassador.
So interestingly enough, when I was at the UN, one of the things that we pushed on, and President Trump was saying it to all of our European allies, was we cannot let Germany get away with this. And that's why Nord Stream 2 was on hold. We basically told the other Europeans, don't let them do this to you. Russia will hold you hostage. We've got to stop this. And we kept it at bay. There is not enough talk about what Biden did. Biden literally caved on Nord Stream 2. They gave Russia everything they wanted. Biden gave Russia Nord Stream 2. Biden sent back one of the prisoners that we had that they wanted, that had been accused of, you know, cyber attacks. Biden has literally given Russia so much, and they're not holding Germany account. What they should be doing is having a NATO meeting right now and telling Germany that they're conflicted and can't make any decisions, because every decision they're making is selfish, and it's got to stop. And this is a really good opportunity for the U.S. and for NATO to call out Germany for what it's doing, which is really putting everybody else in harm's way.
It would have certainly helped if they did something positive. Ambassador, Wall Street Journal had a story. The Washington Post began a few days ago. It says the U.S. preparing to impose export controls on critical sectors of the Russian economy and withhold different things that they need for their weapon systems and their iPhones. This is something that they reportedly is something that you guys did under President Trump with Huawei, and it destroyed their it really hurt their company. From what you know, does this look like something that's potent?
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to hit their energy sector, you want to hit the financial sector, and Huawei is a great way to hit that because, look, I mean, if you look at the dynamics of Russia, it is not popular in Russia right now for Putin to invade. Russians don't want him to do it. They don't want to lose lives. They know Putin knows it's costly, and he knows he can't do it. This is him leveraging to see what he can get. He doesn't want Ukraine in NATO. He doesn't want NATO to expand. And he's pushing the envelope as far as he can get it. If he sees an opportunity,
right,
he'll go in there. If he doesn't, so what we have to watch is what are the dates that are really in question. He's not going to do it during the Olympics because he cares a lot about his athletes winning medals during the Olympics. between February 20th and March 1st, February 20th being the last day of the Olympics, and March 1st when he has to give the State of the Union address. Biden's administration needs to be looking at those days, and they need to impose such hard sanctions now on things like Huawei, where the Russian people feel it, that Putin gets backlash from that. That's how they have to be looking at it, is what do the Russian people want? Because when you do that, that puts the pressure on Putin to have to step back. And that's the kind of thing that we've got to see. But you don't wait for them to invade to do it. You do it right now so that he starts to feel the pressure.
So Richard Haass of Castle Foreign Relations said this in response to that Wall Street Journal editorial about hitting their tech sector.
The Wall Street Journal editorial. It's one thing to prepare for sending all these forces to allies. I get it. That's a smart thing to do, to reduce any warning time if we have to do it. But I don't think we should do it yet. The whole idea is to signal to Putin that's one of the prices you will pay if you go ahead. The whole idea is to still change his calculus about the costs and benefits of going in. So I think we're exactly right to prepare those forces, put them on a short warning time, but not to send them yet. That ought to be held in reserve. We can do it if that time should come that Putin actually intervenes in Ukraine.
So he's still reactive, and you're not for that?
No, that was the Obama approach, you know, and then we saw Crimea get taken. What they should do is, first of all, I don't think we have to go and send in forces. I think if you go and you send in missiles, those anti-tank missiles, that really does affect Putin. If you go and you start affecting their financial sector and putting restrictions on SWIFT, that affects Putin. If you go and you affect possibly what would happen with the Olympics and start saying that, look, this Olympics is about peace, you can't have that, Russians can't be there, that would put pressure on them. You know, you have to do sanctions now. You have to hit their energy sector now. That's what makes him pull back. You don't want to be reactionary with Putin. I mean, it's just the wrong approach, and I disagree with what he's saying.
So if they are the number one customer to Russian gas and oil is Europe. So the theory is that if the Russians get sanctioned severely, they will punish NATO, the EU, by denying them oil and gas. Then others would say, wait a second, it is there, that literally fuels their economy. They'd be hurting themselves more. What do you think, Vladimir Putin, because you have to play this, chess game through. What do you think he does if you do have the sanctions that you're talking about?
Well, look, I think it causes him to think twice. I think he knows that if his people feel any sort of suffering, he's going to pay the price for it. And so I think that's what you have to do. We have been toe-to-toe with him multiple times. He will back down if he knows we're serious. That's the thing, is right now he saw what Biden did in Afghanistan. That was the green light for him. That was the green light for Iran. It was the green light for China and North Korea. That's the reason you see all this chaos in the world, is they saw that Biden doesn't have the spine to fight. And so, look, I mean, nobody wants to go to war. I don't think Russia wants to go to war, but I think Russia wants to see how much they can get. And I think that's what they're trying to do. And I think what the world needs to do, most importantly, what America needs to realize is, why is it when you go and they say COVID's the most important thing, why is it that your N95 masks are made in China? Why is it when you're trying to get a test, when you turn it over, it's made in China? Why is it that we're still getting energy from Russia? Why is it that we're not going and having our biggest alliance, NATO, stop all their dependency on Russia? Wake up, America. Like, at what point are you not going to realize we're doing this to ourselves?
So Ambassador Nikki Haley with us. Ambassador, in particular, right now, a lot of people are saying, I'm tired of war. I saw what happened in Afghanistan. I'm tired of what happened in Iraq. I cannot believe we care more about we're doing this in the Ukraine. What do you have to say to my listeners? There's a lot of them that think, who cares?
So I think the reason that you want to care is the stronger Russia gets, the more we suffer. Don't think for a second that we're not going to feel cyber attacks from Russia, that we're not going to start to feel energy restrictions from Russia, that we're not going to start to feel more chaos from Russia. Being strong deters all bad things. I don't think we should go to war. I'm not saying – my husband is a combat veteran. I'm not saying send him to Ukraine. What I am saying is you can send those Javelin missiles. You can send equipment for Ukraine to protect itself. And you don't let Russia dictate to us. Russia's trying to dictate to us what they don't want NATO to do. NATO was designed to deter Russia. If we start caving into Russia and letting them have their way, they're going to continue to move the goalposts. That's what you don't want. This is about a strong America. And when you have a strong America, you have a safer world. It doesn't mean going to war. What it does mean is using your voice. What I saw at the UN was when we spoke, other countries followed because they don't want to follow Russia. They don't want to follow China. They want to follow free countries. And we have to use the power of our voice to do that. And that's the thing is, I don't think you have to go to war, but I do think you need to lead. And leading requires responsibility, and it requires actions on other levels that makes the world a safer place.
And finally, we had Mike Pompeo on yesterday, and he talked about he's putting together a pretty formidable pack to help in the 2022 elections and go around to the biggest and smallest races out there. As we know, there's no small races when you can see what the impact of a DA or a mayor is and see, especially through this pandemic. What exactly is your approach to 2022, even before we talk about 2024?
Well, I think it's great. I think, look, we need anybody and everybody out there in the field for 2022. We just endorsed Wesley Hunt in Texas yesterday. We endorsed Greg Abbott in Texas for governor today. We were fighting for Glenn Youngkin. We were fighting all across the country last year. We're going to continue to do it. You know, I think we had some good, really good wins with Virginia, almost won New Jersey. We won a lot of referendums, but what we don't need to do is be arrogant. We need to stay humble. We need to hunker down. We need to focus on solutions to issues and not just saying no to Biden, but what we would do instead. And when we win in 22, which I think we'll win the House, the Senate, and some governor's races, we have to prove that we deserve to be there by getting things done, not waiting till 24, but actually leading to show what we can do. And I think that that's what the goal should be. And, you know, we should all be in alignment on this, on whatever it takes.
You know, what's interesting is I think Americans, not Republicans, Democrats, Americans have a little bit of investigative fatigue. What is the right balance between investigating things like the evacuation of Afghanistan and other things, at the same time, do something positive?
You know, I mean, I think we really need to prioritize. You're not seeing that right now. One thing that is not being talked about is education in America. I mean, prior to COVID, Brian, prior to COVID, 65% of fourth graders were not proficient in reading. 66% of eighth graders were not proficient in reading and math. 66% in our country. Then you add COVID. And you have an entire COVID generation. You think we have labor issues now? What are you going to do when these kids can't graduate high school? No one is talking about the quality of education. No one's talking about the helplessness that parents are feeling because we've got one job. And our job is to make sure we get it right for our kids. We're failing on that front. What are we doing to make sure that our communities are safe with crime? What are we doing about the border? I mean, we're a country of laws. You give up being a country of laws, you give up everything this country was founded on. You know, you've got to look at inflation. At what point are we going to have a balanced budget amendment that finally says, quit spending more than you make? These are priorities that need to happen. I'm all about fighting back.
Right.
But if we don't start getting things done, we are losing America by the day, and we can't allow that to happen.
So you're a military family, you're a mom, you're a governor, and you also have the international relations. So you're a five-tool player, Governor. Thanks, and Ambassador. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate your insight always.
Thanks so much, Brian. Take care.
You got it. When we come back, we open up the phones. I gave you a lot. You have a lot to discuss there. So you're next. You're listening to The Brian Kilmeade Show.
The fastest growing talk show in America. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
And paid for by MaxPace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body.
In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Fox on Faith with Lauren Green.
Last summer's chaotic U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan left in its wake thousands of Christians who fell victim to the Taliban's door-to-door campaign to eradicate them. Open Doors CEO David Curry.
In September, shortly after the Taliban seized control, a list was circulated with the names of prominent Christians. Somehow, this list fell into the hands of the Taliban. Those listed were among the first to be hunted.
Open Doors is a Christian watchdog organization that releases an annual list of top 50 countries where it is most dangerous to be a follower of Jesus Christ. For the first time in two decades, Afghanistan is now number one, edging out North Korea, which held the position for 20 years. It's now number two.
North Korea has not gotten better. Afghanistan has gotten worse.
Communist China is of increasing concern for its religious freedom abuses.
We estimate that around 80% of churches have been pressured into fracturing into small groups, going underground or going online.
For Fox on Faith, Lauren Green, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Call Me Cat star and executive producer Mayim Bialik. Bialik shared a few things she learned from season one for this time around.
Even though I am an executive producer with Jim Parsons, you know, and our companies, I really try and just be a cast member who's enjoying getting to bring these stories to life.
She also credits the cast chemistry.
To have a large ensemble that feels so comfortable, obviously on Big Bang Theory, you know, it was all about the ensemble and how we all click together. So I think highlighting some of that in the first season and seeing how well that was received, it works so well for us.
This bond goes for fun behind the scenes, too.
Leslie is the king of the zingers, on camera and off.
The premiere kicked off in a big way with a Blossom reunion. And there's a big wish list for future guest stars, too.
Our show is set in Louisville, so obviously there's a lot of country musicians we're interested in. I'm a huge, you know, football person, so like anybody in the sports world.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know, she is the most disliked political figure on the stage today. It's even more inexplicable that she's going to keep running and therefore be, a poster, I think, against the Democratic Party the Republicans will use in all their ads. Two more years of Nancy Pelosi. What a mistake.
Yeah, it doesn't say she's necessarily going to be in leadership, but she says, I'm going to run for our 19th term. My goodness. Does she have anything else to do? Does she have like 100 grandchildren? Meanwhile, maybe she wants to do some more insider trading. It seems that her husband got really rich when she got that very important job. Among the people not for that was Mark Penn, by the way, a Democratic strategist. Among the people not for it, a political heavyweight himself, Bakari Sellers, said this on CNN to the prospect of Pelosi sticking around. Cut 37.
I firmly believe that it's time for new leadership in the House Democratic Caucus. I think it's time for new leadership throughout the Democratic Party. not only do we have to get younger, but we have to be more vibrant and we have to have bigger and bolder ideas to bring in a new generation of voters. Nancy Pelosi will go down in history as probably the greatest speaker of all time. There comes a time, whether or not you're Nancy Pelosi or whether or not you're, you know, Tom Brady, that sometimes you have to hang up the cleats when it comes to, you know, being leader of your particular party or leader of your organization.
Yeah, I think it's time for a hang up. I'm actually not somebody who thinks she's even close to the best speaker. She's historic because she's first female. But she never reached across the aisle, never did something creative. She hammered her own people to get in line. Congratulations. And how has that worked lately? She's been totally inept. With every lever of power, slight advantage, but an advantage, still hasn't worked. Never impressed.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-741-8791. 800-741-8791. 800-741-8791. That's 800-741-8791. Paid for by...
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Sure sounded like a campaign speech.
Hello, Texas. It's great to be back in this wonderful, beautiful state with thousands of proud American patriots who believe in family and freedom, God and country, and by the way, oil and guns.
Former President Trump taking stage in Conroe, Texas, Saturday night, about 40 miles north of Houston. He was headlining a Save America rally where he told his base Democrats are going to find the midterms very uncomfortable.
9 months from now, the people of this state are going to send a thundering message to the radical left Democrats in Washington, D.C. You're going to tell them don't mess with Texas because Texas is never, ever turning blue.
A nor'easter with hurricane-force wind gusts battered much of the East Coast Saturday, flinging heavy snow that made travel treacherous. Storm thrashed parts of 10 states over the weekend. Blizzard warnings stretched from Virginia to Maine. Washington's top defense officials warning the Kremlin had massed enough troops and hardware at the border to threaten the whole of Ukraine, but called for further diplomatic efforts to avert a, quote, horrific conflict. Speaking with the Salem Radio Network this week, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Waltz, who's also a colonel in the National Guard, said he had the opportunity recently to pay a visit to Ukraine.
I'm always a big proponent of walking the ground, of getting eyes on, of touching the situation, so to speak. And so we went out. It was a bipartisan delegation. It met with folks throughout the embassy, our military trainers.
Waltz says Americans should be concerned about Ukraine and the situation there because it's always been Russian President Putin's dream of recreating the Soviet Union. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Now, almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Thousands have fled fighting in the Congo amid ongoing clashes between Congolese army and rebel fighters. For the latest, here's Karen Chamas.
Residents from 6 villages in the country's east have fled the violence. At least 2,000 of those displaced are now living in churches, schools or with families. Rebel fighters known as M23 targeted a Congolese army position in the east. Locals say gunfights broke out and they saw many dead bodies. Basame Mashukano says he left everything to flee. We spend the night in the church while others sleep outside. We have nothing to eat, no food, no water or medicine. The M23, which also calls itself the Revolutionary Army of Congo, is a former Congolese rebel group backed by Rwanda and Uganda that was defeated in 2013. Since November, the movement has been accused of being behind several attacks against the army. I'm Karen Chamas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A top university official's in hot water.
A Clemson University admissions counselor has been disciplined after calling Republican applicants part of an oppressive group in a Snapchat story. University admissions counselor Monica Rosman made the post and wrote that no one cares if you're a Republican. She added such groups must actively denounce the white supremacy and misogyny in the party. The employee has been reassigned while a human resources investigation is underway. A conservative student spokesman said the university did the right thing by reassigning the counselor, but the incident raises the question of how much viewpoint discrimination could be going on behind the scenes. Patrick Foss reporting.
Federal safety regulators clear the way for Verizon and AT&T to turn on more 5G towers after the FAA said the move is made possible because the telecom companies are providing more information about the location of their wireless transmitters because there was fear it would interfere with part of the radio spectrum that airplanes use to calibrate their altimeters. More at
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from crime-ravaged New York City, heard around the country, heard around the world. Ian Bremmer standing by, the president of the Eurasia Group and G-Zero Media. He'll be joining me on this weekend show, the first edition of One Nation. Hope you watch at 8 o'clock on Saturday. Also, Mark Thiessen at the bottom of the hour. You know he's a former speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, and Washington Post columnist. There's a lot of breaking news to handle. And before I get to that, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
We have seen nothing, and I've said this just recently here at the Pentagon. We've seen nothing that that makes it clear that Mr. Putin is willing to de-escalate the tensions and to move those troops away.
That is John Kirby trying to explain the inside story from the Pentagon perspective. Tensions rise on the border of Russia and the Ukraine. What are we doing? What are we not doing? And what's Russia's reaction? We'll discuss it.
Number two.
We need to understand what are we doing legislatively on the state level that are allowing dangerous people to return to our streets. We need to understand why the guns are continually flowing to the cities throughout this country.
That is Mayor Eric Adams, exasperated by crime in his city. Crime, even some Democrat leaders are seeing the need for punishment as the men and women in blue find themselves victimized by a society that has taken them for granted for way too long. They have been defamed, defunded way too much. I have hope things will change.
Number one.
They've lied to the American people. Southern border crisis, they're waving them in. They're putting on planes, sending them to airports closed at night like Westchester, putting them on buses, and then released into cars, into the community.
That's just some of the outrageous behavior by our government officials when it comes to our border security. Breaking point now at the border between the secret flights of illegals into small town airports in the middle of the night to busing illegals into states around the nation on our dime. Fox's reporting showing the Biden breach of immigration laws at a level we did not think possible. Will it change? We'll discuss it. With me right now is Ian Bremmer. And Ian, I want to talk primarily about what's happening overseas, but I just want to get your take on what happened here in this country. I think both sides used to agree that securing the border was paramount. How we did it was where the rubber hit the road. Why do you think this administration refuses to talk or do anything about the 2 million plus who have come across illegally?
I think they see it as a loser issue. I mean, frankly, it's also one of the reasons that they gave it to Kamala Harris, the vice president, to be in charge of, because at the end of the day, she makes or doesn't make her ability to run going forward. And as you know, there aren't a lot of people inside the Biden administration that are usually happy with right now.
But why is it a loser issue? If you secure the border, it's a plus.
Well, if you think you can resolve immigration, it's a massive plus. But of course, I mean, the fact that everyone knows what a general agreement would look like and no one's willing to put the political capital to make the compromise. I mean, on, for example, issues of Dreamers, for example, issues of, you know, how you deal with massive amounts of illegal immigration into the United States, but a recognition that you want a large amount of legal immigration. There are too many vested interests that are too far apart from each other to make a comprehensive immigration deal work. The Republicans and the Democrats have consistently failed in getting that done for decades now.
Yeah, I just don't see it as equal. For example, if you want to talk about the visas, if you want to talk about making it easier for consulates to be able to screen people, you know, that's great debate. But to me, I always thought that securing the border and not allowing illegal drugs to come through and making that a primary challenge was universal. And we have Harry Reid coming out saying, talking about the evils of chain migration, the need for Chuck Schumer when he was not majority leader, the need to bulk enforce the border. And these are the same people, obviously Harry Reid just passed away, that are still in power. It's just bizarre.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's also true that the need for immigration in the United States is changing over time, and the kinds of the people that you want in the U.S. For a constructive workforce are different. Look, I mean, I'm a big fan of the idea that the United States of the Statue of Liberty really exists, that, you know, the people around the world see America as a place that they want to go and make a life for themselves and their children. But if the average American feels like there isn't a land of opportunity for themselves and for their kids, they're going to become much more opposed to letting in anybody else and doing things for them. And I think that's become, unfortunately, a very toxic conversation in the U.S.
Doesn't have to be, but I understand it. Ukraine-Russia tensions. Right now, Russians said, hey, do me a favor. You know those demands I made? Can you at least answer them in writing? We did, so did NATO. Early indications are, judging by what some people are saying is in them, the Russians are not going to feel satisfied. Do you hear that?
Yeah, I think the Russians are not going to feel satisfied. And even if they were a little satisfied, they're not going to say it. This is just the opening salvo that they have. And you know, we haven't even had the opening of the Beijing Olympics yet, but we know that we have more time for diplomacy to play out. And so it's very early days. But what I would say, unlike the immigration story, Brian, one of the things that is frankly heartening on the Russia-Ukraine issue is that both Democrats and Republicans agree on what the Americans need to do. I mean, across the board, everyone agrees we need diplomacy. Everyone agrees that Ukraine shouldn't join NATO, but we should send them significant military capabilities to defend themselves. Everyone agrees that we need to push the Europeans to get as on board with us as humanly possible, so it's a unified show vis-a-vis Russia. And finally, everyone agrees that we need to show very dramatic consequences to Putin if he even engages in a small military incursion further into Ukraine. Brian, I haven't seen that kind of general agreement on a foreign policy crisis in decades from across the spectrum.
Nord Stream 2, yesterday Ned Price came out and said there is no Nord Stream 2 pipeline if Russia invades Ukraine.
That's right.
Of course,
yes.
It's not our pipeline, but what do you think about him saying it the way he did at the timing that he did, and or is Germany on board with that?
Germany's on board with that. The initial statements from the German chancellor were late and weaker than they should have been. They have gotten on board since. He's a new chancellor. Merkel was there for 17 years. This guy doesn't have any real foreign policy experience. Further, it's a three-party coalition, and there are differences inside the German government. The Greens are much more hawkish, and they certainly don't like the Nord Stream pipeline, but the Free Democrats do. And so I think it's taken the Americans some time to read the Germans in on a collective response, but I would say they're at least 80% there now. And I think that allowed the State Department to make this statement that it's not about Russia taking out the Ukrainian president and killing thousands of Ukrainians. If there's even a small military intervention, the U.S. will put unilateral sanctions on all the companies involved in Nord Stream, and that pipeline will not go forward. The Germans have been engaged consistently in the last 2 weeks with the Americans on that issue, and I don't think the U.S. makes that statement without the German chancellor saying okay.
So just keep in mind, Germany didn't let Estonia to go over flights because the howitzers they were giving the Ukrainians were made
like
there.
Yeah, so, that was weak. And the Germans haven't sent any military equipment themselves, and they haven't allowed the Estonians to send some German-made equipment. It sounds like they're standing on principle because they say, well, we're a pacifist nation. We don't like to have our weapons used in war. But the Germans also do sell a fair amount of military equipment to some very repressive regimes. And so I think that's a load of BS, frankly. I was very unimpressed with that German statement.
So we know that Vitaly Klitschko, the former heavyweight champion, the mayor of Kyiv, got word that the Germans were sending 5,000 helmets, and he took it as an insult. He says it's unclear if the helmets would be donated or paid for, and he went on to say, what's next, pillows? So he was insulted by that, while everybody else, smaller nations, are doing a lot more. So I'm not sure how much they changed. Macron sees this as an opportunity, because he is now president of the EU, as an opportunity to show some statesmanship. Has he shown it? Does he have Vladimir Putin's respect?
I wouldn't go that far. First of all, I mean, the reason why Putin continues to say, I want to talk to the Americans alone, is because you don't want everybody to be ganging up on you. And also because Putin wants respect internationally. He wants to be treated as a great power, and he understands the United States ultimately calling most of the shots. So I think that that's right. Macron made an early intemperate statement saying we want to have our own EU security deal with the Russians over the course of coming months, and it's going to be strategic autonomy. Keep in mind, Macron is also running in his own presidential election campaign. It's going to be hard fought with a centrist candidate that could beat him. So all of that is playing in. Having said that, Macron got beaten up by everybody, not just the Americans, but other European allies in NATO and in the EU after he made those statements. Since then, he's been fully engaged with the Americans in the Normandy conversations, which have been happening with the Russians over the last 24 hours, that have been 8 hours long. They were pretty successful. And also the French, together with other NATO allies, provided some military equipment that's going to the Baltic states and to the frontline Eastern Europeans, Bulgaria, Romania. So I would say that France is probably the weakest link here, not Germany. But France is more on board today than they were a couple weeks ago. On balance, as you say, most of the NATO allies, I mean, even President Erdogan of Turkey, who has not been a consistent ally of the United States and NATO, made a fairly sharp statement saying that the Russians should not be invading Ukraine, and if they do, Turkey would respond as a full NATO member. That was quite something from the Turkish president.
While they have their missile defense system, the S-400, whatever that missile is, so they
have
it there. Unbelievable.
Right.
So they're half in and half out. I'm not sure what Turkey's doing. So what do you worry about, besides the actual invasion itself? What concession do you think that you most worry about that's realistic with this administration?
Look, I think that there's all sorts of things that the two sides can discuss in terms of, you know, what kind of weapon systems the Ukrainians are given, what kind of military exercises, force disposition in Eastern Europe, you know, medium range, long range missiles, this kind of thing. Putin always talks about the fact that a hypersonic could take him out in 5 minutes. How would you feel if that happened to you? That's when they talk about sending troops to Venezuela or Cuba. I think you can have meaningful arms control conversations on those things. But on balance, I do think we're more likely to see further escalation from the Russians before diplomacy really sticks, in part because I don't think those things are sufficient for the Russians to suddenly say, okay, we're taking a deal. And I also think that Putin has a few more pieces of escalation he can engage in to see if the Americans can hold the Europeans together, and also to see if Biden's really willing to, you know, counter the Russians, or if some of this is bluff. So I think that probably needs to play through over the coming months before I can tell you honestly whether diplomacy can really work. And the other thing I would say is, short of all-out war, there's a lot of danger. If the Russians engage in full cyber attack against Ukraine, last time they did a big cyber attack, it actually ended up causing billions of dollars of damage to American and European companies. It wasn't intended. It's just that the cyber worms, you know, got out and infected other computers. That's a real problem. There are lots of things like that that could end up leading to much greater confrontation, even though the Americans have said very clearly that they're not going to provide military defense for Ukraine.
Ian Bremmer, our guest. Ian, let's fast forward. China has come out and thrown its political weight behind Russia. It feels that the U.S. is overstepping, and Russia has legitimate security worries, and also says that we're trying to destroy and hurt their Olympic Games. You want to give us read between the lines there?
I think the Olympics are fine. The United States engaged in diplomatic boycott, but NBC is still doing full coverage. All the corporates are sponsoring. All the athletes are playing. I think everyone understood that this was kind of minimum table stakes for Biden not to look weak politically at home, but also not to blow up the U.S.-China relationship. A bunch of other countries got on board, not everybody, with the diplomatic boycott. I think it's kind of a nothing burger at the end of the day.
Do you think we should be going?
I think that there is an enormous amount of U.S. and Chinese business that gets done and is not going away. In fact, the U.S.-China trade relationship is increasing right now. It's not decreasing. You talk to any CEO, any banker, they're going to tell you the world's largest economy in 10 years' time, we're going to do more business there. So, yeah, I think it would have been problematic for U.S. economic interests to have gone farther than a diplomatic boycott. And most of our allies, maybe almost all of our allies, wouldn't have been with us. Generally speaking, I think it's better when we can build coalitions on this kind of stuff. So, yeah, I'm probably close to where Biden ended up on handling the Beijing Olympics. On Russia, there's no question. Look, the big geopolitical change in the world in the last year was India flipping farther away from China, cutting off 100 Chinese tech companies and apps from being able to be used in India, military confrontation. China's close to Pakistan. India wants in the Quad. They want to be aligned with the United States. That's a huge loss for China, for the previously non-aligned India. The other big shift in reaction is the Chinese cozying up much more strategically with the Russians. And that is definitely becoming a principal challenge for the United States and American allies all over the world.
Absolutely. And but keep in mind, India, as you know, is tight with Russia still. They still have a military
That's right.
relationship. So
That's right. Absolutely true.
Makes it complex. So, Ian, thanks for joining me tomorrow. We're going to talk a little about China and the Olympics. And are we sending the wrong message? Because after all, if you're a Muslim Uyghur, you're living a life of hell. Nothing
no
short of that, as well as freedom in Hong Kong doesn't exist, and Taiwan has a reason to feel threatened. Ian, thanks so much. Always great.
Take me, Brent.
You got it. When we come back, talk a little bit about crime, what's happened in New York City, the funeral at St. Patrick's Cathedral for one of the two slain officers from last Friday, as well as the emergency meeting between the Manhattan DA and the governor of New York. We'll discuss that, as well as these new revelations happening at our border. It is so much worse than you think. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Attention. This is a special alert for all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an overpriced auto warranty or no warranty coverage at all. Due to the increase of new and used car prices, repair costs, and the price of gas, people are keeping their cars longer than ever, which is why CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on covered auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can save thousands for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. You could save thousands on future auto repairs. Our specialists are standing by for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-397-0964. Vehicle protection plan pricing is at an all-time low. Plus, drivers who purchase this coverage today will receive rental car options, free roadside assistance, and free towing. Call 800-397-0964 now for your free quick quote. That's 800-397-0964. What do you have to lose? Call 800-397-0964. Again, 800-397-0964.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Deep breath.
My virtual meditation studio has never been busier.
Imagine not working.
They need a remote assistant to realign their scheduling.
Blank calendar. Sorry, back to your breath.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Make calls, schedule virtual interviews, and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A couple celebrating their 81st wedding anniversary makes today's Dean's List. Ron and Joyce Bond celebrated the incredible milestone earlier this month, which earned them the title of Britain's longest married couple. Joyce, who is 100 years young, says she never expected to reach 81 years of marriage, but they are very fortunate to have achieved the amazing goal. She added, "There is no boss in our relationship. We both give and take." Her 102-year-old husband says, "Sometimes life is hard, but we work through it together. We look after each other, too." They got married in 1941 and say it was love at first sight, even though their friends apparently warned the relationship wouldn't last long. Their daughter Eileen says, "My parents are truly an inspiring couple, not only to my brother and I, but to their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren." Happy anniversary, Ron and Joyce. You both prove that marriage keeps you young at heart. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. In roughly 6 months, the U.S. Suicide Hotline will roll out the 988 shortcut to call or text alongside the current National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which saw more than 2.1 million callers use the service in 2020. But there are concerns many states may not be ready when the system comes online due to the cost. The new system means paying for expanded call center capacity, boosting crisis response, and just getting the word out there about the number. However, only four states have passed measures to help offset the expense through fees since the National Suicide Hotline Designation Act was signed into law by President Donald Trump in 2020. This has many experts concerned, not only about state-to-state differences in the response, but inequities that could cost lives among people who don't have good alternatives during a crisis, especially people of color. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1980.
5 seconds to the gold medal. Four to the gold medal. This impossible dream comes true.
The jury took less than 2 hours to reach its verdict. Remarkably fast when you consider they had 33 separate murders to consider.
I can't say at this moment what other nations will not go to the Summer Olympics in Moscow. Ours will not go.
I aim to try and tap that great American spirit that opened up this completely undeveloped continent from coast to coast and made it a great nation.
This individual, Mr. Chapman, came up behind him and called to him Mr. Lenin, and then in a combat stance, he emptied the Charter Arms 38 caliber gun that he had with him and shot John Lennon.
News as it happened. News as it happened.
This is Fox News Talk.
Interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
We need to understand what are we doing legislatively on the state level that are allowing dangerous people to return to our streets. We need to understand why the guns are continually flowing to the cities throughout this country. We need to understand why we are continuing to produce broken children that turn into broken adults and become broken people to commit violence.
So that is the new mayor, former policeman, and understands five cops have been shot since he took over. Two are killed. A massive show for the funeral of one today at St. Patrick's Cathedral. We had the cardinal go and pray at one of the soldiers' beds. He passed away at the age of 27, shot on Friday, died on Tuesday. And then you have a lot of people who say nothing's going to get better because this Manhattan DA is not going to be prosecuting almost any crime. So the Democratic governor knows that most American people, over 80%, say that crime is their number one issue, only outstripped by inflation, said this about bail reform and making criminals pay. 11.
Will you address what so many people have called on you to do? Will you address the level of dangerousness and give judges more discretion?
And I'm looking for the data that shows me that bail reform is the reason that somehow crime is going up in 90 of 100 cities in New York.
We will show you the data. And also, there's one thing that's hard to write down and hard to find in a column or in an actuary, with an actuary. And that is how many arrests don't happen because they know these guys and these women are going to be right out in 2 seconds. So the officer goes, wait a second, I'm wearing a body cam. If this thing goes south, what is the point? They're all saying that in New York and many other places. If there's no cash bail, what is the point?
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro. your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Shasta County, are you ready for something real special? Mary's Pizza Shack has some changes. We're now Charlie's Tap House, and a tap house rule number one is come in for the homemade pizzas, pastas, and other house-made specialties, and stay for the beer wall.
Mary's Pizza Shack is now Charlie's Tap House, pizza, pasta, grill. Same family owners and same homemade recipes. Plus, a few more you'll want to try for yourself. Friday nights, try our special hand-cut prime rib for just $28 with all the fixings. And all week, you can enjoy surf and turf or salmon and polenta.
Don't miss Shasta County's premier tap beer wall with your favorite beers on demand that you can order by the ounce. Try our new house beer collaboration with Woody's Brewing, Flippin' Hazy. Your taste buds will thank you. And when you sign up for our Tap House Rewards program, you'll automatically get $5 off towards your next order. Remember, our vibe is casual. The atmosphere is social.
Order online at charlews.com. That's charlews.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
A life should define freedom. A life to live in our own way. A life must define freedom. Oh, will we let the change it away?
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
All right, welcome back. We'll just Carly Shimkus is here, and And she can't hear herself. So through them, is that true?
Maybe the volume was down.
Oh, the volume was down.
High.
Okay, even I could have figured that out. And I could never have worked at Radio Shack, which is a shame. Because you would think, by the way, Carly, great to see you. You're the same Carly from Fox and Friends first,
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
And Fox and Friends. But didn't you think that if anything was built for the future, it would be Radio Shack? I mean, didn't you think that that was the franchise that would last, where Sam Goody and all the record shops
were? Wow, all the lasts from the past.
Right.
Well, my sadness of 2022 is that BlackBerry went out of business.
Yeah. Because
I was using a BlackBerry until the very end. Did you know that about me?
No.
I think I was the only person in this building that still carried a BlackBerry around every
day. Was it just for the phone, though?
It was just for email because of the clicky keyboard. What
it was
a great thing. It's just satisfying to type an email. And now it's just a void in my life because
I was as fast as anyone on the BlackBerry, but I have still not adjusted to this, to the new phone, the iPhone.
Oh, you don't like the iPhone? I have an iPhone 8. What's your iPhone? I need a new iPhone. I need an upgrade.
I think I'm up to 11.
Yeah.
So we've been following this immigration story. Two things. The surveillance video on the border with Mayorkas and having the Border Patrol turn their back on him. It's amazing, because think about this. You're living in the middle of nowhere. You're not making $1 million. Just let me do my job. And you're embarrassing them. They're making them ashamed to do their job, and they turn their back. And my hope is we get more of this video. At the same time, Rob Astorino's video that he got through the Freedom of Information Act gets more traction, that shows these illegals coming out of McCallum, coming out of Yuma, and landing in places like Westchester at the same time.
Yeah.
Because we have it wired. We have people loyal to the show and the network, and we got people on the border that understand that we care about our borders.
Yeah, I know. And when it comes to that body camera footage that's going viral, the New York Post is all over it. Fox News is all over it because, like you said, Rob Astorino got it from a FOIA request, and now it's everywhere. It's a body camera video of a police officer who is at Westchester Airport, and he's so confused because the airport's closed, flight comes in, he has no idea what's going on. And the trend line through a lot of stuff that's been happening since President Biden took office is that there are these leaked videos, and you start to realize that when it comes to border, they're trying to do things in secret, and they don't want people to know. And it's like, okay, listen, if these are your policies, then at least stand by them. So why are you doing
this
under the cover of darkness? Just own it. Own the fact that you want open borders. Own the fact that you want illegal immigrants across the country. Politically, I don't even know why they're trying to hide it.
I also think these contractors who are taking the money, this one contracting company that is taking the money is called MVM Contractors, and they're the ones doing these flights, and they used to work for the CIA. They do some work with Homeland. They should know what they're doing is against America's interests, that they really need money that bad. So this story's moving. Bill Malusian just moved this story because now that he exposed the single men who were supposed to be turned around constitutionally because Title 42 demands it, here illegally, single man, you go back. Remain in Mexico only has 300 people. There should be 30,000. They're not enforcing it. So Bill Malusian said this when pressing ICE on why you're doing this.
We have been witnessing our own mass releases of illegal immigrants here in the RGV this week. This is video we shot yesterday in Brownsville, where we saw well over 50 single adult male illegal immigrants just dropped off by ICE near a parking garage in the city and released in the public. You're watching as an NGO leads those men across the street to a bus terminal. Many of those men had ankle monitors on. Several of them were hiding their faces from our cameras. An ICE agent came forward to me who's been involved in mass releases and told me this has been discreetly going on since last spring. He told me that ICE has been releasing migrants with misdemeanor criminal records, including assault, DUI, drug possession, and illegal reentry. I reached out to ICE about that this morning. They did not deny it. They told me all releases are done on an individual case-by-case basis, and they consider all factors when doing so. And back out here live, I also asked that ICE agent, are you U.S. taxpayers footing the bill for migrant travel? He told me they work with NGOs. The NGOs will ask the families of those migrants to please provide an address and buy them a bus ticket or a plane ticket to a city of their choosing. If that doesn't happen, the NGO will buy the ticket themselves, then bill the federal government for reimbursement. That agent went on to tell me that he feels the Biden administration has turned ICE ERO into an unofficial travel coordination agency, and morale has never been lower.
Do you believe this? I mean, that's all new information to me.
Yeah, Bill Malusian does a great job. Great hair as well. Just got to give him a shout out there.
Right, and I think that's underutilized.
Yeah.
He could be doing more with
it. You know, Brian, I think that, I actually think it's really sad what's happening in our country right now, because we're a country of, what, 330 million people. Not everybody is going to agree politically, but it used to be that everybody agreed on the basic stuff. Safety, patriotism, border security. When President Biden was a senator, he voted yes to 600 miles of border wall. And then President Trump gets in, you know, he starts campaigning. He said, you know, we need to build up the wall. And everyone's like, oh, a wall? We've never heard of that before. That's racist.
Say,
it's like, are
say
you
it slower.
Joking me?
What do you mean?
It's unbelievable. And then I think that of all the immigration stories that have made the news over the past month, the one that is the wildest to me is the fact that if you're an illegal immigrant and you want to buy a plane ticket, you could go to TSA, give them your arrest warrant, and then they'll let you on the plane. Imagine you doing that. I don't have an ID, but here is a warrant out for my arrest.
Here's my open beer ticket that I
Are
got.
Are you joking?
And this has to be me.
But how is that legal?
I don't know. Of course, nothing's legal.
But like, if you have an arrest warrant and you're talking to a government agent, the natural next action is, okay, we're going to arrest you now. Thank you for providing the paperwork for me. And then they just get to go to Florida?
And what are they, TSA under Homeland Security? On Homeland Security is selling out America.
Yeah, and the thing that really worries me, and I don't want to be it isn't an overreaction on my part at all. It really is a security issue. 2 million illegal immigrants were in contact with. They tried to cross the border. That's the number that border security has. Obviously, there are a lot of gotaways that we don't know about. But 14 of those were on the terror watch list last year. And so then you do have to think about the gotaways. And then I wonder how President Biden sleeps at night, because I wouldn't be able to. Because it's just, you're just rolling the dice that a terrorist didn't pay the cartels to get them across the border in a secret way. And then, God forbid, Brian, what if something does happen and it ends up being that somebody that came across the border illegally? And then that's on President Biden.
Of course, but it is happening. It's happening on a regular basis. But Carly, it doesn't seem like anyone outside our network cares. But I want to bring you to another area of your expertise. We've been following this story significantly, and that is the ongoing tensions between Ukraine and Russia. We do not, Ukraine, Russia, and I would say the U.S. and NATO, they're not a member of NATO. They asked, the Russians had some outrageous demands. We provided the answers on their request. They're not happy, reportedly, of the answers we gave. Vladimir Putin studying it and how it plays into the Olympics and the timing for him and the freezing of the ground. But what should we be doing right now is the question. We should be unifying with NATO. Do you know that Germany,
what a disappointment. Germany is
the most powerful economy in NATO.
I know. And this is a story about why energy independence is so important, because the reason Germany is so friendly with Russia is because they depend on Russia for their energy, their oil and gas. And this goes into the Nord Stream 2 pipeline that would completely cut Russia off. Usually when Russia, a lot of Russian pipelines go through Ukraine, this one would go directly to Germany. And so it takes the risk of Ukraine possibly cutting the pipeline. So if this pipeline goes through, Germany is going to be forever dependent on Russian oil and gas. They significantly cut down on their nuclear. They significantly cut down on their coal. And now they're sending helmets to Ukraine.
5,000.
That's it. And then the Ukraine president said, you might as well send pillows.
All right. So can I brag a little bit?
Please do.
The mayor who said that, who's the mayor of Kiev, who said, you might as well be sending pillows, so disappointed in the Germans, now we know where you stand, will be my guest on Saturday at 8 o'clock. Okay, you knew that already. Thanks for pretending like you didn't know.
I didn't know that he was the one who said it.
Vitaly Klitschko, who beat Lennox Lewis, his former heavyweight champ of the world. He's like 50-2. He's a monster. 6'7".
Is he the one that used to be married to Hayden Panettiere?
No, this is his brother.
His
brother was heavyweight champion, too.
Uh-huh.
So and these guys got master's degrees, I think, in neuroscience or something. But I want you, on this subject of Germany, here's what Katie Kay is reporting from MSNBC, Cut 24.
Germany's intransigence on this is rankling other European countries and other allies as well. The Brits actually didn't even ask the Germans if they could fly their planes, their transport planes that they were sending to Ukraine over German airspace because they didn't want to put Germany in the position of saying no, so they didn't even bother to make the request. And then the Estonians wanted to send arms, howitzers, to Ukraine to help the Ukrainian effort. The Germans said you can't send those because they actually originated in Germany. You bought them from us, and so you can't send them on to Ukraine. So they're being pretty hard line on this, and it's causing quite a lot of discomfort here in Washington, but also amongst other allies as well, particularly those Central European countries who got out of the Soviet grip and are very nervous. Those Baltic states in particular, Poland where Mika is, Romania, all NATO members who are very nervous about what Russia is doing in Ukraine. And the answer is pretty simple. It's self-interest. Germany last year imported something like between 50% to 75%, as much as 75% of its natural gas from Russia, and it's very dependent. Gas prices have soared in Europe this year. They're up 300%.
So, obviously, we have the gas. We have the natural gas.
Pick
and
us.
We have
Hello?
The oil. Yeah, we should
but there's
do
not
it.
The, well, the issue is that we don't have the infrastructure, right, to easily do that. I mean, with the pipelines coming from Russia. It's
emergency meeting with the UAE and Saudi Arabia, they're starting to do it and put and like seal up different ways to supplement this. But keep in mind, Russia is literally fueled, pun intended, by oil and gas. So if they cut off their best customers, they're actually stopping their own revenue.
I know. Yeah, that's a great point. And then when you think about, back here at the homeland, what President Biden did was when he cut off the Keystone Pipeline and he made it so hard for the oil and gas industry in our country, gas prices started to go up. And his answer was, well, Russia should just pump more. Like, are you joking me?
Nuts.
And also the way that they manufacture the oil and gas, it's so dirty. So there's not even like a green energy reason behind this. Aside from the fact that President Biden can just tell his base and the green people that like to vote Democrat, well, look at what I did, making it harder for our oil and gas industry. Even though if you care about global warming, I mean, Russia is a much greater offender than the United States when
and
it comes to oil
and
gas.
And they don't care. And they could not care less.
They couldn't care less. Neither China.
But we have they just laugh at the way John Kerry goes over there and says, if you would just help us out in this way. And he said, within 20 years, we will do that.
Yeah.
And we cut and they improve. Meanwhile, when we come back, Carly Shimpkin has been contracted for 2 blocks.
Wow, okay.
She is coming back to find out if she needs to know more once and for all.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Ad paid for by MaxFace Marketing. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-674-4932. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file the claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now. 800-674-4932. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-674-4932. That's 800-674-4932.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxPlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxPlayer. File fearlessly.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts ad-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Trey Gowdy, the Fox News Rundown, Will Cain, Brian Kilmeade, and so much more. Go to foxnewspodcasts.com for all the details. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. New from the Fox News Podcasts Network, Dana Perino, co-host of The 5 and America's Newsroom on Fox News Channel, returns to the world of audio with a new limited-time podcast, Everything Will Be Okay with Dana Perino. Building off the success of her best-selling book of the same name, Dana provides an unequaled brand of advice built on real-life experience and interviews experts and individuals that make a difference in the lives of others. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Judge Jeanine joins the Five.
This is it, baby.
Holding court with the team that keeps America talking. Plus, Geraldo Rivera, Jessica Tarlov, and Harold Ford Jr. join the conversation. Don't miss the Five. Weeknights at 5 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. There's a new primetime host on Fox News Channel at 7 p.m. Eastern. What does Tucker Carlson think about him?
He knows you. He knows what you care about.
Laura Ingraham?
This job is not for the faint of heart.
Sean Hannity?
He's grown up here. He connects with people on a different level.
Jesse Waters, are you ready?
It's going to be a wild ride, I guarantee it.
Jesse Waters is in primetime because common sense makes sense. Weeknights at 7 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
My issue with everything Peter Dinklage has said with this whole situation about Snow White and the Seven Dwarves and the remake coming, it's Snow White and the Seven Dwarves. It's not Snow White and the Seven normal-sized humans like every other movie. This is a fairy tale, and this is also giving Seven Dwarves, real-life people, actors, a chance to star in a movie. In a role that is fit for them, literally fit for them. By saying this, he's doing something worse for the dwarf and the little people community. He's trying to take roles away. It really blows my mind.
And that is Dylan Post, Postal. He is another member of the dwarf community.
Oh.
And he is pushing back on Peter Dinklage's claim that Snow White sets back little people's lives because they're
there's
a bunch.
There's a movie coming out. Right?
Snow White.
Yeah.
And let's find out if Carly Shimkus needs to know more about this.
More to know.
So to finish up that story, Snow White comes out. Disney gives a remake on it, and Peter Dinklage, who is famous famously in
Game of Thrones.
But what else is he in? Elf. He was also an elf.
Right. Yeah.
So he's complaining makes dwarfs look bad.
Yeah, I know.
But evidently they're in good housing. It's not a tree or anything.
Well, first of all, I love Peter Dinklage because I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan. I didn't hear his comments about why he criticized this movie.
Do you want Eric to get it for you?
I would love to. Not to put Eric on the spot. Oh, gosh.
I was a little taken back by the very, very, they're very proud to cast a Latino actress as Snow White, but you're still telling the story of Snow White, Seven Dwarfs.
Sure.
Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. You're progressive in one way, and then but you're still making that backward story of Seven Dwarfs living in a cave. What the f*** are you doing, man? Have I done nothing to advance the cause? From my soapbox, I guess I'm not loud enough. But it was they were so proud of that. And all love and respect to the actress and to the people who thought they were doing the right thing. But I'm just like, Joe, you don't, what are you doing?
Yeah, well, I think if the first actor that we heard from spoke to Peter Dinklage, Peter Dinklage would say, you know what, I see your point.
Right. So you think he would have won the debate?
Yes, I do. But also, Peter Dinklage lives in Morristown, New Jersey, I believe, which is close to where I grew up.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of his. I am.
And obviously of yourself, because everything goes back to you.
Oh, no.
All right. Let's see if something else that Carla wants to read.
Okay. Oh, this is me. Let's talk about Minnie Mouse. She's ditching her iconic red dress for a pantsuit. She will be in a pantsuit in Paris. Stella McCartney, famous designer, designed this, I guess, cartoon.
Paul McCartney's daughter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
Stella McCartney is Paul McCartney's daughter.
No, I think she's British.
So is Paul McCartney.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Are we live? I mean, is she okay? I mean, she was probably a lot sharper on Fox and Friends first. Yeah.
Would I think that?
Would you find out if Paul McCartney's British? Allison, would you Google that? Let's find out.
I don't think that Stella McCartney is Paul McCartney's daughter, though. Is it? Oh, gosh. I'm going to escort myself out now.
Minnie Mouse is in a pantsuit. That's the thing, right?
Minnie Mouse is in a pantsuit. It's blue, not red. Go ahead.
Next, Matthew Stafford's wife, you know, he's the Rams quarterback, was so blown away by the prices of the NFC Championship game tickets. She says she's personally buying a bunch of seats so she can give them away to Rams fans. Quote, if you are a hardcore Ram fan or just a regular Ram fan, a veteran active in the military or public servant, email her at staffgiveback@gmail.com. How great is that? Because Rams play the 49ers Sunday on Fox.
Who's going to win? Who's going to win?
Well, that's an interesting take. I thought you were talking more about Matthew's wife, but I do believe that the Rams will win. They have more talent, but they do have a habit of blowing it late.
Okay, got it.
And they blew it late against San Francisco.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. All right, Spotify's takedown of Neil Young after he went after Joe Rogan. I think this is my favorite story of the day. Joe Rogan said to Spotify, it's either me or him. I think he was trying to, you know, say, listen, you got to get rid of Joe Rogan. Spotify was like, sorry, Joe Rogan's our star. You're out.
Neil Young done.
Swing and a miss.
That was terrible. Hey, Carly, I really enjoyed this. We'll watch you on the Big Sunday Show.
By the way, Paul McCartney is British.
Thank you.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because studies show you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal has been shown to increase bone density in clinical studies, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone. And AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them. Your calcium alone might not increase bone density. Clinical studies show that AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can help start increasing your bone density. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
800-413-8524. 800-413-8524. 800-413-8524. That's 800-413-8524.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. 1 out of 5 falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.